If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Just let rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain.
You know, he's a brother. With most brothers, you know how it is in this country. We got to struggle, man. You know what I'm saying?
You said someone's toking some reefer.
No, I may have said something about smelling some pot. An observation?
Oh, an observation, huh? Well, who the hell are you, man? Isaac f***ing Newton? Well, guess what, genius? I'm the one smoking marijuana, motherfucker. You got a problem with that?
No, of course not.
Why'd you say that, chief? I'm blazing with my friends, so I'm a f***ing pothead, man. What's it to you, huh?
Where did you learn language like that? The television?
No one has the right to subject listeners to vulgarity of any nature, and profanity is strictly forbidden. Remember that there are many young people operating radios under the guidance of their parents.
What a dork!
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Smoke weed!
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I'm really stoned. Sorry.
Roll another one.
Marijuana is delicious.
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Oh, those blacks.
Roll another one.
Should I buy some pot?
Just like the other one.
I love
this one. Get high. Seems to be about to end. I don't have another sin.
Those people that say that marijuana is a gateway drug, we say, yeah, a gateway to good times.
And now.
Now every time that I am sick, a big fat doobie does the trick. I find my bong and suck it till I'm well.
Our feature presentation.
Picture that woman as old and fat, that singer.
That sounds like Julie Andrews.
It does,
doesn't it?
It'd be funny if it was. No, I'm saying, well, is it Julie Andrews, Bean?
I don't know. I have no idea where that clip came from. It does definitely sound like her, but I doubt it's her. But it sounds like it's trying to be her.
It sounds like her older, fatter mom.
Yeah, maybe it is.
That's what it could be. Got to be old and fat. That's my thing.
All right.
Morning, everybody. Kevin and Bean Show, 5:33, and it is Friday, the 4th of January.
At least you sound a little disappointed that it's not the storm of the century yet.
Well, I got my umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
I got my raincoat.
It was supposed to start raining yesterday afternoon,
and
right?
All yesterday morning, what did I say? Rain this afternoon or this evening?
Mm-hmm. You lied.
Did it rain?
No. You lied.
So now I'm stupid. So now today I have to go.
Listen, you're either stupid or you're a liar. One of the two.
Or the rain slowed down. The storm slowed down and they're still in Central California.
That doesn't happen.
And they're still coming.
No.
But so now I have to say, okay, no, really today it's going to rain. this afternoon or tonight or maybe overnight, but it will rain. And then it's just going to keep raining. Really, promise. Trust me.
One day.
Yeah, sometime.
I guess Northern California got it pretty good last night, right?
Sounds like,
Yeah, just so we're pouring still in San Francisco.
So we're still expecting it.
Yeah.
And it's still supposed to be bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're saying 12 inches of rain is what they're saying, aren't they? For the weekend?
Yeah.
They're saying more rain this weekend than you got all of last year.
Yeah. You can't get 12 inches of rain.
Isn't it like 3 storms all in a row or something?
One right after another. Yeah. That's it. It's supposed to rain for the next like 5 or 6 days. Yeah.
But you know, they always say it and it never happens.
I know. That's the point. We listen to you people telling us about the weather.
I know. It's going to stall in Ventura and they're going to wash into the ocean and we're not going to see a drop. That's what's going to happen.
Well, Southern California certainly needs the rain, but nice if it could be spread out a little bit.
That would be
nice. You gotta imagine, as ticked off as Lisa is, because she's a lying liar who lies.
Exactly.
How do you think Channel 4, how do you think the Stormwatch desk felt? Because I'm sure they didn't even write any news last night because they just figured they could do 30 minutes of, yep, it's raining here. Let's throw it to you. Yep, it's raining here.
What do you think about the rain, little two-year-old?
Right, exactly.
That kind of stuff.
So now they're going to stand out there and say, if you look north, it looks kind of dark.
Looks like it might be heading our way at some point.
Yeah.
Right. We're at a Burger King now in Westwood. It was at a Burger King much like this in Ventura where they did feel a few raindrops a couple of hours ago.
Exactly.
Just standing there, we're just getting ready to batten down the hatches.
We're more interested in watching the Channel 4 Stormwatch coverage than we are in the rain, actually. So
I don't care about that. I don't care about the rain. I just like to see Channel 4 just fly into their storm coverage mode.
Oh, they will.
Because they rule.
Yes.
They take one drop and turn it into the flood, you know? Yep. They're the best at that. How's everybody doing? B? Lisa?
Good. Fine.
Watched the new TV show last night.
Yeah, which one?
Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh.
Oh, did that start?
Yep.
Listen, I'll watch anything.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. It's a new show. I haven't been watching The Apprentice. I mean, maybe the first season was it.
Yeah.
And then I was out because, you know, it's the same thing, different people, same thing, different people. And how many seasons have they had? Like,
this is like the sixth or seventh, I think.
Yeah.
All right. So I watched number one, skip two through six. But this one has celebrities in it, so I thought I'd check it out. It's a new show, and there aren't that many new shows. So.
There are none, really. Yeah.
But Gene Simmons from Kiss is one of the Celebrity Apprentices.
Mm-hmm. Now, that surprises me, by the way, that he's on it.
Me too.
Because he's the guy who always wants to be in charge. I mean, he's the big cheese of whatever he's doing, and this seems like a pretty subservient role is to have to bow to the whims of a game show.
It is. The game show, the way that they changed it, though, is they whichever team wins the challenge or whatever, they get all of the money raised goes to their favorite charity. So it's a charity thing.
Okay.
But that makes it even more surprising that Gene Simmons is involved. Yeah.
former heavyweight champion Lennox Lewis is there.
Wow.
Which is odd. He's an English guy, black English guy.
Yeah.
What the hell? and there's some decent people on there. This guy Piers Morgan, who's he being? He's an English guy.
Yeah, he's a judge on. I think he's a judge on that America's Got Talent show.
You're right.
Is Omarosa on this one?
Oh yeah, she's back. Sure.
Okay.
But that guy is the Simon Cowell of the program. I mean, they showed a tease for a season coming up, and Vincent Pastore, who was
Big Pussy
on The Sopranos, is there.
I'm sorry, Lisa. What was his name?
Big Pussy.
I need that. He was there, and in the tease for next week, he goes, "Are you calling me a fat Italian?" And Piers goes, "No, absolutely not. I was calling you a really fat Italian." So it's awesome. It's pretty good.
Thumbs up?
I liked it. I think the celebrity factor makes it work, and the fact that there aren't any other TV shows for 3 years makes it work. I'm just dying for something new.
It's not on yet, I don't think, but I actually TiVo'd season pass the Miss America remake. I don't even know what it's called, but they're taking all these Miss Americas and they're like stripping them of their big hair and their glossy smiles and
Force them to live together?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw.
Is that America's most smartest model or something?
No.
That's a different one.
This is a new Miss Americas, and they put them all in a house, and they literally they humble them.
Yeah, and they take this really funny guy from Ugly Betty, this really funny gay fashionista from Ugly Betty. Right. To do it. And it actually looks kind of funny, so it's in my season pass.
We're getting desperate, people.
Yeah.
No
kidding. I didn't think this day would come, but here I am.
We're getting desperate. We got not a lot of options. No. Let's take a detour here just for a second, because Dwan's on the phone.
No way.
Dwan.
What's up, Kevin and Bean? Hey, Lisa.
Hello, Dwan.
How are your holidays, Dwan? We haven't spoken to you since before Christmas.
I know.
Happy
New Year.
Happy
to
New
you,
Year.
Too. How were they?
Cool. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to let you guys know why the Bionic Woman haven't been on yet.
Okay. Bionic Woman, I think, comes on a week from Sunday, I want to say.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
I thought it come on every Wednesdays.
Okay. I don't know. I could very easily be wrong. How come it hasn't come on yet, Dwan?
Because I thought it's due to a writer's strike.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What? A writer's strike? What are you talking about?
I haven't seen The Bionic Woman, the episodes where I'll try to find it every Wednesday on NBC. Uh-huh. It hasn't been on.
Right.
The last episode I saw around late November.
Hmm. And there's some sort of a writer's strike going on, Dwan? What's that about?
I don't know. I don't know why the show hasn't been on.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of shows weren't on just because of the holidays.
It is the first week after the holidays, so shows, you know, normally don't, they don't do new stuff over the, over Christmas and New Year's.
This is a little ridiculous.
Yeah. Now, so you're a big fan. You're totally waiting for that show.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Don's frustrated, people.
He is. This is frustrating for him.
Put his
shirt
back on.
Don't take his Bionic Woman away from him. Come on.
I'm sure it's just the holidays. There's no writer's strike. That's crazy.
Yeah, we would have heard. Wouldn't we have heard about a writer's strike going on if there was a writer's strike? I mean, we work in the business, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw on TV.
Okay, well, you're gonna have to give us more information than that. I mean, you're gonna have to source this so we
why
you know
heroes
give it get us
been off the air.
Why is heroes off the air?
Why been off the air?
Well, two reasons. One is the holidays really are a 2-3 week break, Dewan. I mean, that's normal, but they are having some problems putting out new shows. I don't think it's a writer's strike, though. I've not heard about that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Hey, Dewan, what did you do for New Year's Eve? What were your big plans?
Went to my best friend's party up in Studio City, having a good time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you kiss anybody at midnight, Dewan?
Nope, I hug everybody.
No, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Dewan's
a hugger. He's a hugger. Dewan's a hugger.
Did you get hammered?
Nope. I say, boo, boo, Happy New Year's 2008 for life.
For life.
Really, it's more 2008 just for this year, dude, because 2008 for life, you know, that's a long time. It could be 2009 next year.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to be 26 this year.
26 years old.
Oh, check you out. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, Dewan, I hope we get a chance to see you more in 2008. We don't get to see you in person very often, but maybe you'll figure out a way to.
Yeah. Have you heard of the actress of Alicia Wendt?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we know who she is. Sure, she's very pretty.
She's very cool.
And did you meet her, or why do you bring her up?
I saw her on Law & Order CI.
Okay.
So she's cool because she saw her on TV.
Yep.
Okay, so you saw her on TV, and you're giving us a heads up, a tip.
Yeah, sorry for cutting you guys.
Not at all. Not at all.
Sorry for what?
For what?
Cutting you off.
For cutting us.
Oh, no worries.
Cutting us off, right. That's fine, Dewan. Whatever you had to say is certainly more important than where I was going. But listen, we want you to stay in touch more this year. We want to hear from you from time to time, and we're hoping that you get a chance to come out to one of our live shows at some point, too, so that we can hang out with you some more.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, Happy New Year, Dewan.
All right. Peace out.
All right. Peace out.
Peace out to you as well.
That's how I'm going to start. That's how I'm going to end every phone conversation this year.
Peace out.
2008 for life. Peace out.
I like it.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Why bother? We've already peaked.
I know.
That's the best thing that'll happen today.
One of our wives is leaving us, and one of us is not aware of it.
Well, that's sad.
I'll tell you about that today.
Okay.
Andrew Siciliano today from the Red Zone on DirecTV talking about the weekend playoffs. Movie beat because it's Friday. We got a K-Rock listener coming in to get a tattoo to pay up a bet that he made with Ralph about his Eagles and the New Orleans Saints.
Very bad bet.
Guy's not going to throw away anything this year. Why? We're going to ask.
Okay.
And ask a lipstick lesbian.
That's what I'm talking about.
Is on the program today.
That's right.
So every week we've been going, ask a cop. All right. We're the lesbians. So
finally.
Today we finally get to do that. And so that's coming up this morning. Plus more chances for you to qualify for K-Rock's World Tour 2008 Destination Number 1, which is Linkin Park in Paris, France. We'll be right back with the Showbiz Beat.
I guess what I'm saying is if I've got former Miss Double December 2006 Yasmeen laying next to me, Kevin and Bean looks like a distant, distant possibility. Like, why bother getting up and going into work? That's what I'm saying.
Those of you didn't hear, it's a U2 ringback tone. Those of you that didn't hear, Dave the King of Mexico did it with Miss Double D 2006 Yasmeen
allegedly.
Twice.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Twice.
Good morning.
Twice over the holiday. Hey, Yasmeen.
Hi.
Can you please nudge Dave and tell him he's supposed to be here by now?
He's late for work.
You know what? I don't even know what time it is. I just woke up with this phone call.
Oh,
and Dave
I'm sorry.
Nowhere to be found.
Wait a minute. Oh. You sound this good when we wake you up?
Yeah. I'm on point. I'm on top of my game here.
I guess so.
No kidding.
Except for that whole banging the King of Mexico part.
Did you see the King last night?
No, I didn't. I think he went to dinner with his family, or he's banging someone else. I don't know.
That's probably
it. Yeah, I thought you had a little birthday present for him.
He's on the bang tour.
That's tonight.
Yeah, he's probably sleeping with some other sexy hot girl.
Yeah, he's with some other random half Asian, half German chick.
Yeah. Sure.
Maybe he's with Melissa or Cassidy or
whatever. Yeah, other he's maybe he's way through these.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it.
All right, so he's not at your place and you're not at the bunker. You haven't seen him.
No, maybe he just got hammered drunk last night and is still out and about. I don't know. Maybe he's scouting for next year's in the Subtle December.
If he stops by for a little something-something, let him know that he should be at work by now.
I will.
Okay, Yasmin. All right. All right, you're the best.
Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart.
Bye. Hey, Yasmin.
Hi.
Yasmin, you know we're going to have you in next week, right?
I'll talk to my boss and see what I can do about that.
No, you're coming in. I care you have to quit.
Okay.
This is important.
All right,
hey, look, Dave can support you on his phone screen.
That's right.
Thank you, Yasmin. All right, so there you go.
Okay.
Okay, so if you're a hot chick and Dave, the King of Mexico, is in your bed, nudge him and send him in. Would you do that for us? It's 5:53 Friday morning. We're also here with our first look at the showbiz beat, and there's a lot going on this morning.
You know, it's an excellent point, being that now that I think about it, Yasmin may just be using Dave for his money.
Yeah, that's true.
She could just be cashing in on some little sugar daddy action because he pulls
paying
in
off those holiday bills. Maybe
he pulls in the phone screener bucks.
Didn't think about that.
That's true. So he's got that going for him. I'd like to read an open letter to Hollywood starlets everywhere, right, if I may. Hey, girls, pace yourselves.
That's the whole letter?
Let's see, what is it, 4 days into 2008?
Yep.
Lindsay Lohan's in Italy swigging out of a champagne bottle.
Oh, good.
I don't know if you saw those photos.
What's that funny? Because
yesterday I said, she was making out with this random dude at this party in Italy. She was rolling all over the couch, and they have all these photographs. And I swear it looked like she was loaded to me. But no, everyone claims that she's still on the wagon. Boo-whoop. Last night was announced that, I saw the video and the photographs, her just chugging bubbly out of a champagne bottle.
But isn't that part of any successful recovery from alcohol addiction?
Well, according to her people, slips happen. And luckily, Lindsay stopped herself and called her sponsor while she was at the party. Wink, wink. And got herself back on track. So it's all good in Lohan land.
That's what happens is when you start drinking, the more you drink, the better sense you have about what you need to do.
Sure.
And the less you want to drink, the more you want to call your sponsor.
That's correct, yeah.
That's what they say.
Maybe her sponsor was at the liquor store and she was calling in an order.
Maybe.
Lindsay Lohan!
And then, of course, there's the spectacular, the magical, the wonderful Ms. Britney Spears.
Yeah. She has just been on a tear for a straight year.
But she's really thrown it into fifth gear.
I don't know this story.
You don't?
No.
Let me tell you a little story.
All right.
Last night at Camp Spears, Britney's home there in, I believe, it's Studio City.
Yeah.
She decided she was not going to turn the kids over to her ex-husband, Kevin Federline's bodyguard, as was previously arranged, because, you know, she just has partial custody.
Right.
Of the kids.
Yeah.
And she refuses to give the kids back.
But that's ruled by the court.
Yes, it is.
So she has to.
So there's a standoff at her home for about 3 hours where she refuses to let the kids out. And the police are called. So
fantastic.
The police show up around 8 p.m. after a few more hours of screaming and yelling, of gnashing of teeth. She turns the kids over, and upon investigating inside the home, the police decide that Ms. Spears is under the influence of a undisclosed, undetermined substance.
How dare they suggest that?
And so an ambulance is called.
Oh, no.
And now, by now, there are helicopters circling overhead.
Yeah. An ambulance is called, and Ms. Spears is examined by the EMTs and has decided to be put on what they call medical hold.
What does that mean?
It means they think you're a loon and you need a mental evaluation.
Really?
So they rush her to Cedars-Sinai Hospital early this morning to give her an evaluation and see whether she's fully insane or not, and whether they're going to give her a 72-hour psychiatric hold.
And that's the exact same procedure that happens after a suicide attempt, right, Ralph?
After a suicide attempt, after some overdoses, there's a whole list of things they can evoke that medical hold for. So, yeah. So she's way off her rocker.
She's, for a long time, she's had the option to not show up, not do what the judge said, not whatever. Once it seems like they got their claws into her, now she's stuck. It doesn't matter what she is, who she is, how much money she has.
The tragic side of the story, because up to this point it's hilarious to me, is that TMZ.com is reporting that one-year-old Jaden James was also taken to the hospital in another ambulance.
Oh, no.
So we hope he's okay. But big brouhaha last night at the Spears home.
Let's give it the weekend to shake out, and Monday, we need to talk to Jesse from Team Britney and find out her explanation and how it's not Britney's fault.
No, like a lot of moms don't give their kids over to court-ordered custody and then get loaded while they're taking care of their two small children, then get pulled off to an ambulance for a psychiatric evaluation.
Who among us hasn't done that?
You watch any mom. If you have cameras on any mom, you will find that happening all the time.
And how dare anyone out there make fun of Britney after all she's been through? She's a human!
That will be decided in the next 12 hours, probably.
How does Britney not shoot to the top of the death pool, by the way, with a bullet? She should be number one with a bullet at this point.
I agree.
No, you're absolutely right. And I keep thinking that with every new story, I keep thinking this is the one where she'll bottom out. Like, she'll wake up this morning in a hospital room at Cedars, and she'll say, okay, I've got to get my life together. But then I realize it's Britney, and she does not have that chip.
Mm-hmm. And she was doing so well, too, because yesterday she finally showed up for her court-appointed deposition for the custody battle.
That's not doing well. That was a sixth time.
After five previous missed appointments, she showed up.
But she was only 2 hours late.
Well, that's true, Lisa. She did show up 2 hours late. It was supposed to commence at 9:45 yesterday morning and last until 11:45. She showed up at 11:32. So it ended up being just a 14-minute deposition, and they believe they didn't quite get to ask her the questions they would have liked to in the 14 minutes they had her.
Why, Brittany? Why?
Those of you that haven't had to sit in a deposition, it's murder.
Yeah.
You get pummeled. The lawyers can say anything they want to you. It's under oath, usually, so they can use it in court. I mean, it's really just, and they just beat you up. No way. They just said, hey, Brittany, how you doing? Okay, that's all the time I have.
Yeah.
I'm gone.
Yeah. So between Lindsay and Brittany, it's overload. And Brittany's kid, her kid's sister,
yeah.
Jamie
yeah.
Lynn, who, by the way, Brittany has invited to live with her at her home.
That would be very healthy. Very healthy.
For some reason, Mom Lynn Spears is against the idea.
What? I thought she would like that.
Yeah.
What's your advice for young starlets in Hollywood, Ralph?
Hey, pace yourself. It's going to be a long 2008, ladies. A lot of time for a lot of insanity.
There will be other days to drink.
That's
that
right.
Is true.
And to try to commit suicide and to be crazy and to not to do what the court tells you. There's a lot of time for that.
Plus, if you get our expectations up like this, we're going to expect every week to be this much gold.
That is true.
Yeah. Well, Brittany's been day after day. Yeah. It's been nonstop.
I just wanted to go away. I really just wanted to move to an island by herself, and we don't hear, like, there's an embargo on Brittany News for a year.
I just want her to go 6 feet away. That's as far as I want her to go away.
What is wrong with you?
Come on. Let's just get it over with. Let's rip the Band-Aid off. That's what I'm saying. Do you want to pull the Band-Aid off really slowly and it hurts? Oh, ow, the hairs are coming off my arm. Or just, all right, let's move on. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I can't deny that Sean and Jaden would both be better off as orphans. I can't deny that.
Of course. Of course they would. And then another story about a hot celebrity starlet, Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
Apparently her on-again, off-again relationship, marriage with Rick Solomon is now off again.
Oh. What? But it was on again.
Yeah, I know, Lisa. Now it's off again. Apparently the two are getting a divorce, and court papers indicate that Pamela filed on December the 15th for divorce. So it looks like they may actually be going through with the divorce after Pam said she would like to try to work things out with her longtime husband, Rick Solomon. Who's she kidding with the whole wedding thing, by the way? Sam Landry.
That's a surprise that didn't work out.
Really?
Yeah, why?
Yeah.
Seriously.
How long has it been? 3 months?
Yeah. About three months.
Don't you just learn that about yourself? Just go, you know what? Not going to get married.
Yeah, yet. I keep getting married and getting immediately divorced afterwards. Maybe it's not the institution for me. I think it's that Hans Kluck. I think it's all his fault.
The magician in Vegas?
Putting crazy ideas into her head with his magic. Hypnotizing her. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Week.
Uh-oh.
It's week.
So if it's your birthday today,
week. We've got Julia Ormond. Remember the actress Julia Ormond was in Sabrina and Legends of the Fall and a couple other movies?
Don't see a face in
43
my mind.
43 years old today.
I'm surprised.
That, by the way, is Kevin at a deposition, too, by the way, no matter what the question is. I don't recall.
I don't see a face in my mind.
I know.
Dave Foley, does that ring a bell?
Yeah.
From News Radio and Kids in the Hall.
Sure.
And most recently, Thank God You're Here, that improv show.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's 45 years old today. And Michael Stipe, lead singer for R.E.M. He is a virile dashing young man, that Michael Stipe.
It's a party in a
he's
person.
Aged well.
Yes, and he's just, oh, he's a manly fella. He's swole, as Psycho Mike would say.
Would you say strapping? Would you say he's a strapping young man?
I would say strapping. All right. He's 48 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
First, we're calling Dave, the King of Mexico, who now that he has a hot girlfriend, doesn't feel the need to maybe come into work on time anymore.
Mm-hmm. I don't need to work. I'm being taken care of by Miss Double D. Too tired. Had sex twice over the holidays.
That would be exhausting for a guy like Dave.
Yeah. That's like his sex output for his entire life. In
that's right.
A week.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Too big a star to come in now?
No. Birthday rager.
Birthday what?
Rager.
Rager. Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. So you drank a lot last night?
Not at all. Not one drop, no.
King, you're coming in, though.
Yes.
Just whenever you can do it?
Whenever's convenient for you?
Did we wake you up? Is that the problem?
Right away, yes. The bunker is freezing, so it's hard for me to...
Dave lives in some kind of a hollowed-out bomb shelter downtown. I don't know what the hell it is, but he calls it the bunker.
It's sketchy.
There's no heat in the bunker? Mm-mm. Really?
He's going to be the last one standing, though. When L.A. gets nuked, he's going to be the only guy in the bunker. He's going to go, hey, nothing wrong with me.
I am legend. Yeah. Well, King, come on in.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
No worries. Okay. We called Yasmin first to see if you were there, but no. All right, man.
Some black guy answered. It's weird.
Oh, damn.
All right, bye.
See ya. Okay. That's the level of support we get from our employees here on the Kevin and Bean Show, by the way.
But it's his birthday. He was partying. I'm fine with
that. Sure.
You got to give a guy a little bit of a break.
Let me tell you why the USA is number one. Let me tell you why America rules and all other countries drool. This story is real. It is true. It comes from Beijing itself. Chinese movie studios are no longer allowed to produce XXX movies. There is a ban on making new porn in China. And this really ticks me off because I'd like the Chinese porn, but no more.
Really? What are they saying? Do they think it's hurting their society? Is it a religious thing?
Yes,
what is it?
That's exactly what it is they think it's just wrong is what it is. And they want movie companies to bear responsibility in correcting the wrong deeds of producing erotic movies. Apparently, they are talking about very harsh fines and heavy punishments, and you are no longer allowed to make porn in China. Which,
wow.
You know, you got a billion-plus people there who are looking forward to it, and now no more. So what's up with that?
By the way, they can't depict hardcore sexual activity. You can't depict rape. You can't – they're restricting vulgar language and song lyrics and sound effects that might have a sexual connotation.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Seems like that's going a little far.
Hey, we're about a year away from that when President Huckabee takes office, too, by the way. Same thing is going to be happening here in our country. But in the meantime, why not check in with a man who certainly must be aware of this, if not behind it? Ladies and gentlemen, the president of the great nation of China, President Hu, is on the line with us right now on the Kevin DeBee Show. Good morning, Mr. President.
Hello?
Yes, we're calling for President Hu, please.
Ah, that's me. I said it.
Hello? Okay. Well, right. Oh, good morning, okay. Mr. President. It's Kevin and Bean at K-Rock in Los Angeles. How are you?
Hu.
Yes.
How are you? Yes, that's right.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, Mr. President, we're looking at a story here in the United States about how Chinese movie studios are no longer able to film hardcore sex. Is that true?
That's right. They cannot do it anymore.
Because
it's bad.
Okay.
But that's what we don't understand. Why? I mean, it's been legal up till this point. Why is it now wrong and illegal?
You know how many goddamn Chinese we have in our country?
Yeah.
The last thing we need is more Chinese getting turned on, having more sex.
That's a good point. See.
Having more babies.
You want to discourage the whole thing.
We don't need no more babies.
Yeah.
Had too many already.
Okay, I understand. But is there going to be, I mean, like with everything else, there's going to be now an underground sex industry. I mean, don't you think they're still going to make those movies? They're just going to do it maybe under the table a little bit?
No, they shouldn't do it under the table. You can bang your head when you do that under the table.
I don't think that's what he meant.
What?
It's just an expression.
It's a black market.
No, I'm calling for my Minister of Defense. What?
Oh, what's his name?
Yes, what's his name? What? He's Minister of Defense.
Who are we talking about?
No, I'm the president.
Now, what about how it goes further in the story from XXX rated movies, and also vulgar language cannot be used in your country anymore?
That's right, bitches.
Why?
Because it makes for bad manners for people in China.
Bad manners, okay.
Let me ask Kevin's question again for you, Mr. President. Why?
No, that's the Minister of the Economy.
Thank you.
He's different. I'm who?
You're who?
Yes. Why not?
What about sexual connotation sound effects? What about – do you mind – I mean, we're very curious about this story, and we don't fully understand it. We have some sound effects standing by that we wanted to run by you, Mr. President, and see if these would be considered illegal now under the new laws in China.
Okay.
Okay. Listen up. Here's number one.
Hey, God damn it.
What?
Don't play that.
Oh, that's bad? So
that is a depiction of Wanky Spanky.
Okay. So that one's out. No wanky spanky.
No
All right, how about this
one? Spanky.
How about this one?
Yes! 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 Yes!
Play that one again.
So that one would be okay?
No, it's bad.
Okay, I just want to hear it.
Play it again for me.
All right, how about this one?
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
That's what we say.
Why are you that not even sexy?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. That sounds all sloppy.
Yeah. Here's another one, Mr. President.
Why don't you put your thumb up your butt?
What the hell?
That's not sexual, sir. That's not sexual. That's just anger.
God damn it. Don't you people have FCC no more? I'm lodging complaint.
Where?
Well, FCC. Against you. Where doesn't even sound like a Chinese name.
Why?
That's better. Thank you. No, that's Minister of Economy.
All right, thank you.
Where?
Trying to play along.
Where?
I'm trying to play along.
Where doesn't help me.
Well, it's just, this is stupid from the beginning.
Make a list, goddammit.
This is stupid from the beginning.
What, when, why? Not where.
In other words.
Sound like crap.
One more, Mr. President.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes. Good sheep.
That's the gayest man I ever heard.
Why?
No, that's Minister of Economy.
All right. Can we stop now or do we need to keep going?
By the way, the K-Rock listener that we spoke with yesterday who lost the football bet with Ralph and now has to get a tattoo of the Kevin and Bean Show is here. We'll bring him in just after 7 and try to talk him into the Rodney tattoo. Those of you who weren't listening at the end of the show yesterday, I think Psycho Mike actually came up with the great idea that the tattoo needs to be Rodney in an Eagles jersey smoking a pipe.
Yes.
And that's our first choice. We do have backups.
No,
if
we
the
don't.
Listener won't go for that.
No, we don't.
But we're going to try to talk him into it coming up just after 7 o'clock this morning. First, though, Kevin, isn't it time to meet the first crazy man of 2008?
It is. Sustainable Dave is his name. Good morning, Sustainable.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are good.
Hey, Lisa.
Good morning.
Dave,
what are you doing?
What are you doing, dude?
What am I doing? First of all, I don't know if I'm totally crazy, but we'll find out in a year.
Oh, we can vouch for that now, dude.
Okay, all right. I started January 1st a little plan to try to keep all of my garbage for a year in the basement of my house.
Let me clarify. You're going to keep all of your garbage for a full year in your basement.
Yeah. Now, when I say all, by the way, anything that's going to become a public health hazard, and we don't need to go into the specifics of that, obviously. I'm not talking about that stuff. But pretty much anything that I throw away, any waste that I cause, generate, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to try to keep it for a year in order to sort of at the end of the year look at it and say, whoa, because
that's a lot of stuff. So, and whoa is your ultimate goal? That's what you want to do is look at it and say whoa?
Hopefully something more than whoa comes out of it, because I think I'll have wasted a lot of time if that's all it is. I mean, the big thing is it's just I realized I have no concept of what it is and how much it is, and if you could actually step back and look at it, like if landfills started to close, which actually they are, the largest one in the world, which is here in California, is closing in 2013. What would we do if we had to keep it? I hear you laughing.
Well, no, I mean, how many people know that? How many people know that statistic?
Sustainable does.
Sustainable Dave.
Sustainable's done the research, exactly.
What's the date? 2013 is not accurate enough for me.
I think it's January 1st.
That's what I thought.
All right. I'll find out for you. No, but the thing is, not a lot of people know that, but the question is how many people should know that? Because this is the thing, is we don't think about it. And you know, one of the things that I found out in sort of like learning about all this process is that one-third of all the things that go into landfills are packaging. So it's stuff that we buy that stuffs in that we know we're going to throw out that shouldn't be there. I mean, it makes no sense. So it's just sort of like, I mean, yeah, it's kind of crazy. Hopefully I'll still be married at the end of the year.
So Single well, Dave now, does have a wife and two kids.
Yeah, I have a wife and two kids.
So is there trash going in there too?
No, I'm trying to do just one mine. Person. And so I'm sort of, I'm what is this, 4 days into it, and I'm still figuring out the rules, if you will,
right.
which are up on my site.
I see some rules on your side. One is if something is waste that I have generated, I have to deal with it.
Yes.
Now, two. Does that mean that if you can recycle it, you do recycle
well,
it?
Well, absolutely, but for now, and we'll see how this goes, I'm trying to keep my recycling as well because only
he's saving it all.
Only 10% of what we recycle actually ends up being, or what can be recycled, I'm sorry, 10% of our waste is recycled. So a lot of that ends up in the landfill. So, you know, it's just sort of, I figured if I just did what the quote-unquote waste was, and we have great, really great recycling here in California, it sort of doesn't show how much my footprint, if you want to call it that, is.
Mommy, why is Daddy throwing all of our trash in the basement? We like to play down there.
My three-year-old doesn't seem to completely get it. My five-year-old, who turned six yesterday, seems to think it's pretty cool. And we have a worm composter in the basement, and they actually like going down and playing with the worms.
Right. Great. What could go wrong there? All right, now number three, I just want to read because this is the one that kills me.
Okay.
Any waste which, for health reasons, dog poop, medical waste from doctor's visits, etc., cannot be saved, will at least be noted and examined regarding the impact of its creation and disposal.
Okay, examine.
How closely are you going to examine poop and try to figure out its what's creating it?
Again, I'm still figuring out the rules. Maybe examined was not the best word, and I take that as a note from you. If you'd like to come over and check them out with me, I can figure out.
No,
how
nope.
Sustainable. The dog poop isn't your waste.
Well, no, but it is. I mean, I do own a dog, therefore it's part of kind of my overall what I'm putting out there. Again, I'm not quantifying the dog poop, but it's sort of like it is worth talking about. And if you'll notice, one of the first posts that I put up. First thing in the morning, of course, to take the dog out. That was one of the first things that hit me. I just put in there, so now it's out there, that we actually use biodegradable bags called, I think they're called bio bags, made out of cornstarch. So at least I'm not putting a plastic bag into with the poop into the landfill. You know what I mean?
I recognize your passion, and I congratulate you for that.
I appreciate that.
Imagine being your family. Oh, my God, that would suck.
Yeah.
That would suck.
Keep on the blog. I mean, they seem pretty cool with it, but again, we're only in day four. And
yeah, sustainable. They'll be gone by the Super Bowl, man. I'm telling you, you can't live with a crazy guy like this for long. I mean, it's really – I mean, depending on how committed you are to it, you really could drive them crazy and drive them away.
I may very well, but let me put it out there. You guys don't know me extremely well, but you have to assume that they've probably put up with a fair amount already.
Yeah.
True.
It didn't come out of
that field. That's true.
Yeah. Right, but this is probably the straw that breaks the camel's back, let's be honest.
Well, see, I have a pretty cool family, and they know that I'm not doing it for insanity reasons, just to poke people with a finger, but sort of just like put some information.
But he's right. I mean, our packaging is ridiculous.
It
I think it was Sweden or Norway that I heard about a year or so ago, and they do things like when you go to buy jelly, you actually have something that you bring to the store, and they have containers where you actually put the jelly, you know, you release the jelly into your container and take it home.
That's not jelly.
It's packaging all the time.
You can put the jelly in your pocket. But, I mean, the two that kill me are this number kills me. Every single day, 2.5 million water bottles are thrown away.
Yeah.
And you got water. I mean, we live in L.A. with clean water, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, I drink it out of the tap all the time.
Exactly.
I do.
Yeah. So it just makes no sense. But most people do it. Why? Because it's easy and it's accessible and it's there. And they just don't think about it.
And sustainable, you brought up the best point of all in your opening minute, which is when you said that people, they put the trash out on the curb and they never think about it. And all you're doing is saying, think about how much trash one person generates
exactly.
over a period of time, and then multiply that by how many people we got, and you can see that you got yourself a problem.
It's insane. And I mean, you know, the reality is what at the end of the year, I'm going to have this trash, I'm going to have to do something about it. It's not like I'm not going to go out there. It's more just so I can go, whoa. And also, when you realize that you can't, quote unquote, throw it away, which is really just chucking it to where you can't see it, in all honesty, you suddenly go, when you go to the store, you go, well, wait a minute, I could buy this, or I could buy, oh, wait a minute, I could buy that in bulk, and that has no packaging. I'm going to buy that. So you start actually making choices based on that. And that's
what's going to happen, dude, is you're going to get to the end of the year, your house is going to be filled up, not just the basement, but the first floor, the second floor, too, with your freaking trash, and you're just going to have to burn that mother down. What's going
to
happen.
What I think you need to do is December 31st, then you think you need to come to the house and do a live remote.
Yes, we would love to do that on New Year's Eve.
Wait, can I make you?
Hey, let's go to Sustainable Dave's house and check out the trash in his apartment.
I'm sorry to trump you on that because I know you were thinking
Are
that
you
before
kidding?
I got on the air with you. But If I do that and I make it all that way, will you take a pledge next year to never?
No, wait.
You have to hear me. To never take another plastic bag. That's all. It's simple.
Actually, I already do that. But here's my I do. Here's my favorite thing from your website, though. For now, I'm going to keep stuff in the basement of our house, and I will post pics as it accumulates. So now on your website, I can go there and look at the trash in your basement.
If you're up late at night and you can't sleep and you need to see my garbage anytime.
Wow. Well, look, Kevin has often accused the internet of having too much available bandwidth, and I gotta almost be with him on this. For every Yahoo like you who's up there with Sustainable Dave's site, there is one less college chick in Texas that can't put a webcam in her apartment. I mean, you got to consider it that way.
I do take that into account, and I may buy a couple webcams for those lovely ladies.
And because of your actions, Sustainable Dave, I think probably the earth is out of balance, and I'm going to have to throw away twice as much trash this year just to keep things even.
Well, all right, I can't control that.
All right,
let me give out the addresses.
Oh, yeah.
Sustainable Dave.
Out. They want to look at that trash.
SustainableDave.org or 365daysoftrash.blogspot.com for the blog. Dave, great to talk to you, man. Good luck. You're crazy. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks a lot. Have a good.
That is so true, Dick.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. I thought we'd filled our quota of talking to crazy people in 2008 with the last guy, with Sustainable Dave. But look who's in our studio now. It's K-Rock Lister Jeff, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes,
we had on the
Jeff.
Program late in the show yesterday. Jeff, the guy who made perhaps the dumbest football wager of all time. Good morning, Jeff. Welcome to K-Rock.
Good morning.
Not dumb because you wanted your Saints to have a better season than the Eagles, because that was questionable at the beginning.
Correct.
But the payoff was so one-sided. Jeff got to come in and hang out for a morning if he won. But if Ralph won, Jeff has to get a tattoo. Doesn't seem like that's very very even.
And don't act as if this was my terms.
I know.
This is what Jeff volunteered when he called up.
And then, as if that's not enough, we had pretty much forgotten about it. He contacted Ralph before they played over the holidays and said, remember our bet.
This is it. This is the game that will decide it.
Yeah, I've heard quite a bit from family, friends.
Yeah.
My dad's in town from Texas.
Excellent.
My whole family's
that's
there.
Beautiful. That's great.
Your dad's from Texas?
Well, he moved there years
ago. Is he a Cowboys fan?
Texans.
Texans.
Oh, was a Cowboys fan. But
Texans are in the NFL still?
Yeah.
Didn't know that, believe it or not. All right.
So apparently today's the day of the payoff, and our friend Chris from White Lotus Tattoo in Laguna Hills is in the next room, and he's getting ready to, I guess he's sharpening his knives, and he's getting ready to give you the tattoo. And where's the wife, by the way? When we talked to you yesterday on the phone, you said the wife was a huge fan, wanted to come in too.
She actually has had the flu for a couple of days, and she didn't want to get anybody sick.
Oh,
and
that's sweet.
Oh,
that
was nice. Last night was the first night she actually felt good, so I think she has a little bit of the brown bag flu too.
Oh, yeah. Hey, thanks for painting that picture.
What's her reaction to all this nonsense and what you've gotten yourself into, Jeff?
This could actually turn into a divorce.
Oh, no. Really?
Wow.
She is not happy.
That's a high price to pay for a football bet.
Jeff. Now, Jeff's a guy who has a Static X t-shirt, and he has a bunch of tats.
Yeah.
What's sleeved on your right arm?
What do you have mostly on your body?
It's just a mixture of everything.
Everything?
I have my little boy, Logan's hand.
Oh, that's
so
adorable.
Cool.
That's cute.
I have my other son, Lane, on my leg.
Right. You have your wife's name anywhere? Finger.
Oh, okay.
Oh, on
ring finger. I
see.
That's nice.
Yeah. All right.
And what's on the right arm there?
You got Jack Nicholson from The Shining.
Nicholson, yeah. That's badass. You got some kind of sea monster or something there? What's that? What's the eye
it's
there?
It's actually just an eye.
Oh, I got you.
Gene Simmons from Kiss.
Oh!
Gene Simmons.
Oh, no kidding!
God of Thunder blowing flames out of his mouth there.
Look at that.
Who's the hot chick on your wrist here?
You know what? It was a tattoo. It was technically my wife at first.
Uh-huh.
But well, I don't even know what that means.
I wish she had come in if that's what she looks like, because she's hot.
What do you mean technically your wife at first?
We wanted it to be my wife, but it was getting to a point where it just got out of hand, and we just started altering her, and she changed into something different.
So she got way hotter than your wife, and now it's not your wife anymore.
No, my wife is a very beautiful woman.
Honey, you know how
wife.
I was going to do a tattoo of you? That didn't work. We gave her bigger boobs.
Now I got kind of like a Pam Anderson thing going on now.
It's going to be a burn when he's got a divorce and his wife's name on his ring finger.
And a girl
and
that sort of looks like her.
On
there will be no divorce. When I did my vows, I said, till death.
Oh.
This part.
So Jeff's threatening to do it, by the way.
Wow. No, I never threatened.
That's a veiled threat.
April, I love you.
In the other room, we have a tattoo artist who's ready to go. And at 7 o'clock, we're going to webcast it. You can watch it on the web at krock.com. You can watch it. Jeff is here to get a tattoo. He lost the bet. Now, Ralph, we have two ideas for Jeff. We're going to insist that he take one of them.
Yes. He has no choice. He's got to pick one.
One of the two. Why don't you describe them for him?
Well, the first one, which is the one we really just sort of devised as a backup, in case we can't get him to choose the one we really want him to take, is the K-Rock logo. from here to the station with Eagles wings on either side, coming out of the K and the Q on either end.
Mm-hmm. Looks like their helmet logo or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
But, yeah. You know, if you didn't look too closely, it could look like sort of a badass K-Rack tattoo with, you know, wings coming out, you know, sort of a cool image. But the one we really would prefer, and I think we may have to insist on, but Jeff's a pretty big guy, so yeah. We won't insist too hard, is it's Rodney on the Rock, longtime K-Rock staple. I mean, what represents K-Rock more than Rodney?
Really?
Not a damn thing.
And it's Rodney Bingenheimer wearing an Eagles jersey with the number 106.7 on it. And that's all he's wearing. His scrawny legs are sticking out underneath it. He's wearing fuzzy pink slippers, and he's smoking a pipe.
Now, you trust me when I tell you, you have to go to krock.com, Kevin and Bean page, click on sites to look at this drawing. It might be the best thing we've ever seen.
He looks like an anorexic hobbit in an Eagles jersey.
Because I'm awesome.
Yeah,
because our friend awesome. Paul Lee, comic book artist to the stars, Paul Lee, whipped this up for us yesterday and just blew us away. In fact, I think if Chris from White Lotus Tattoo has the time, I think Kevin may be getting this on his back today also. I think
full
that
size.
May also be happening. Yeah.
Oh, this is such a good picture.
Full-size Rodney?
Of
so about 7 inches?
Yeah.
That's what she said?
Life-size.
Yeah. All right, so Jeff. You've heard your options. Have you seen them?
I've seen them.
Okay. You got to tell us that Rodney picture is the funniest thing you ever
make
saw.
Make us happy.
You got to go come with Rodney on, and the fuzzy slippers and the Eagles jersey.
That's the funniest picture I've ever seen.
Smoking a pipe.
It's actually, it's already on my leg. It is not done.
What?
What are you talking about?
Oh, the trace?
The stencil's on my leg.
The stencil is on his calf. He has chosen Rodney.
Yeah. The Rodney one?
He has chosen Rodney for his calf.
It looks thank
God. Great.
That's the best tattoo ever.
There's going to have to be some side little things going on, though.
I don't know what that means.
Well, you know, this is a big thing. You
right.
Got to hook me up.
Hook you up.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? You're paying off a bet.
This is a bet.
Changing the terms of the wager now?
You're paying. We don't know.
All right. It's done.
Rodney?
I'd love to get a copy of that.
All right.
We'll get a tattoo for you too, Rodney.
Because it's Jeff.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
I have to ask this. Is the tattoo going to start off as Rodney and then it's going to end up as somebody who's not Rodney? Like
no.
The thing with his wife?
No. Wouldn't do it. I'll keep it exactly.
Keep it just like it is.
Starts as Rodney, ends up Ace Frehley.
Yeah, exactly.
Just matches other tattoo.
That's right.
Okay, now take me into the future, a year, 5 years, 10 years, when you're having a conversation with somebody at the pool or at the beach, and they say, hey, who's that hobbit on your leg? How's that conversation going to go?
Who's the midget in the football jersey?
You look back and say, you know what? That was a dumb thing I did back 5 years ago.
But I got to tell you, though, this to me is a funny enough picture. I don't care if you don't know K-Rock, you don't know Rodney, you don't know anything about the station, whatever, you're in another state. That is a funny, funny picture. People are going to go, what the hell is that?
And then you've got a great story to tell.
I would love to have Rodney sign it and have him tattoo it.
Rodney does not play along with our hijinks quite as much as we would hope.
And he's lost the ability to sign his own name some years ago.
Sadly. Wow.
Yeah.
So the good news for us is that Jeff has chosen the right tattoo. He's done the right thing here this morning. The better news for you, the K-Rock listeners, is you can see the art we're talking about up at krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page.
Gotta check that out.
Insights. Thank you, Rodney. And also, it's going to be webcast this morning starting at 7 o'clock. I think that's when the tattooing actually begins. So we can see the process unfold live here this morning.
Anyway, today is History Month.
All right. We don't have time for that, Rodney.
What I think Jeff should do, though, however, is to contact the New Orleans Saints football organization.
Oh, good.
And tell them what he did for their team and demand some sort of...
season tickets.
Yeah, something. Some sort of gift bag or something, because he's a diehard fan, obviously, who is giving up an enormous amount of calf in order to pay this bet off.
Well, it kind of goes with being a Saints fan.
It's true.
Know, 1 in 15 years and years ago, and now I have a tattoo that they let me down again.
Are you from there, or what? How did you become a Saints fan?
I can't even explain it.
Well, how,
it started
was it
years ago.
Father,
I was a Steelers fan.
Brother?
I was a Steelers fan when I was 9 years old.
Well, what's wrong with you? How do you go Saints?
My wife
Reggie Bush?
A diehard Redskins fan, and she was
okay,
six
but,
or seven.
Okay, we're sold out to the Saints.
How did you get...
Well, I played soccer for 16 years. I watched... Morton Anderson kicked 60-yard field goals.
Oh, okay. I got
you. I see.
The guy just had an amazing
leg. So it's
leg.
A player. A lot of people find one player that they go to a team for, and they just stay for life.
Yep.
Right.
Even when that player leaves.
Bad choice.
All right. Rodney, in the jersey, 7 o'clock.
It's on. It's stenciled on.
It's on.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
Giddy up.
You picked a good day to listen. We got the movie beat coming up. We have K-Rock listener Jeff getting a tattoo, which we can see on the web at krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page, soon. At 7 o'clock it's going to start. Mm-hmm. And we have Ask a Lipstick Lesbian.
Yes, that's what I'm
coming up
about.
A little bit later this morning. So that's going to be a good day right there.
You are also really lucky to be listening today if your name is Sherry Perfetto from Highland Park, because you just won tickets for Linkin Park March 4th at Staples Center. They go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, and you're in the grand prize drawing we do Monday to send someone to Paris, France to see Linkin Park. It's destination number one of the K-Rock World Tour 2006. 653.
2006? How far are we going back?
That's great. Wow. That's cool. Traveling time.
That was poorly transmitted in my brain from the page to my mouth, I'll tell you that. 2008, I think, maybe more correct. Here's Ralph of the Showbiz Beat, and if you were sleeping in and missed it, a lot going on.
Oh, man.
5150 is not just the name of an excellent Van Halen album. No.
5150 is what?
It's the code that the cops give you when they haul you out of your home and decided that you are a danger to others. Britney's kids.
Right.
B, a danger to yourself. Britney Spears, or can no longer care for yourself. You're incapacitated mentally.
I missed a lot last night. I wasn't paying attention, and I missed a lot.
Britney Spears was taken in on a 5150 last night after a standoff at her home where she refused to give up the custody of her children to her ex-husband, Kevin Federline's bodyguard. The police were called. The children, however, were eventually turned over to Kevin. But the cops decided that Britney was under the influence of an unknown substance and seemed to be incapacitated, so they called an ambulance. They showed up, and they hauled her off to Cedars-Sinai about 12:30 a.m. this morning to the psychiatric unit of that hospital.
She didn't look, it didn't look like from the pictures and the video that are on the sites like TMZ, it didn't look like she was overdosed or anything crazy like that. I mean, she seemed to be alert and smiling in some photos, flipping off the paparazzi and others. It just seemed like it was, hey, she crazy, let's take her in and look at her.
You need a wake-up call. You're going to go to the penitentiary.
Thank you, Dr. Phil.
So, that happened.
Yeah.
And then this morning, Kevin Federline's attorneys are apparently rushing into court. They should be in there about 8:30 this morning, asking Commissioner Gordon.
That's not that's not it. That's the old Batman. It is?
Commissioner Gordon's the name of the guy who's overseeing the case.
All right.
They are asking him to rescind Brittany's even partial custody of the children until this is all sorted out. And I don't think anyone's going to have a problem.
Yeah, do it. Do it, Judge.
And granting that request.
And at the same time, let's not forget K-Fed's pretty much a douche as well.
But there's a difference between being a douche and being a lunatic.
And a danger to your kid.
And a danger, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
She is, she's well off her nut.
So the knocked up 16-year-old is now in better shape than the older married
by
mom.
Far.
She is the mature and sane one in the Spears family.
Dude.
How about that?
Deathpool. I'm telling you, Deathpool. Get your money out. Get your money out and lay it down, people.
Oh, that's not
while good. The odds are still worthwhile.
Is anyone but me filled with rage on one aspect of this story, and that is that helicopters were hovering over her home to bring television viewers live, minute-by-minute updates of Britney's trip to the hospital.
Come on, that was ridiculous.
It's absurd. It's embarrassing.
Wait a minute. You said, are we angry? My answer is no. Was it absurd? Of course. But
I'm furious at that.
I'm angry I missed it. I wish I would have been paying attention so I could watch. I love that crap.
Yeah, it was kind of cool seeing her being pulled out on a gurney and put into an ambulance. It was train wreck television.
Pointless train wreck television is my love.
Here's the thing. I always feel guilty and bad when I, against my better judgment, end up out of control in terms of watching something happen to good people. You know, when you're sort of morbidly interested in the death of someone and you find yourself preoccupied with that, I sort of feel crappy about myself as a human being. But when it's somebody like Britney Spears who has just totally brought this on herself, then I feel I get a pass. I'm able to watch.
Yeah.
I can watch Anna Nicole Smith meltdown. I can watch her meltdown. I can watch OJ struggle in the courtroom. I can watch anybody who does it to themselves. I think it's fair game.
And she, I'm interested in the story. I mean, I'm happy to read about it, and I'm fine with that. And she did deserve it. But the minute by minute live coverage with a helicopter breaking in on television is just—it's not appropriate for the magnitude of the story.
If it was raining last night, we wouldn't have had that.
Sorry,
because all the helicopters would have been busy covering puddles.
That's true.
So they would have been preoccupied. But there was no story last night. They didn't have any rain. So what are you going to do?
All right.
So that's your update on the Britney Spears fiasco. Meanwhile, across the ocean in Italy, Lindsay Lohan is sucking on champagne bottles over there, apparently. Lindsay Lohan! Video and photographs of her drinking champagne
Ow.
Ow.
Sorry.
Out of the bottle on New Year's Eve, and that's causing a big brouhaha with her publicity machine. Her spokesperson says that Lindsay did slip. However, she stopped herself immediately, contacted her sponsor, and is right back on path.
Wow.
So that's good to know.
Caught herself midstream.
It's funny, they have video of her drinking out of the champagne bottle, but no one has video of her calling her sponsor.
You're an uneducated alcoholic.
I think she would have just popped out the cell immediately and said, "Ooh, hey, you have no idea what I just did."
Yeah. Mike, you're the ex-druggie and alky on the show. What happens when the sponsor gets the phone call from somebody in a case like this? Hey, I'm at a party. It's New Year's. I got crazy and drank some champagne. What should I do?
They give you the thumbs up. Is this your toilet? Rock on.
Rock on is the advice.
Enjoy Italy. When in Rome.
Champagne is considered safe for alcoholics. That's what I heard.
It's kind of like soda.
Yeah.
To an alcoholic, really. It's different if she was like down Maker's Mark or something, you know?
Right. You know what that is.
Maker's Mark is bourbon.
All right.
It's really good stuff.
All right.
Yeah. Speaking of celebrities and booze, Shia LaBeouf apparently is taking a different tact when it comes to his drinking. According to In Touch magazine, he was recently telling someone at a party here in Los Angeles that he learned his lesson after being arrested while drunk at Walgreens in Chicago while shooting his new film, and has decided he's going to stay off the sauce for a while. He's not going to drink in public anymore. Thinks that may have been an error in judgment.
Yeah, I would say if you're famous and you want to stay out of the press like that, you have to be more safe than other people.
Yeah, he was drinking sparkling water at the party where this was overheard. So apparently some people, see, can make a mistake, learn their lesson, then adjust their lives accordingly.
Not familiar with that.
And then Britney Spears is the other person who doesn't do that. So
that is so true, Dick.
No,
Dick.
I don't get a chance to talk about torture in showbiz very often.
All right.
Dude.
But apparently, the poor victims at the L.A. Comedy Club, the Laugh Factory, are still recovering from the fact that Dane Cook, the other night, decided he was going to break Dave Chappelle's previous record of stand-up comedy of 6 hours and 12 minutes and performed for 7 hours straight.
Wow. But it doesn't count because it has to be comedy, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Perform comedy.
Well, at what point do you think people started to look around and say, you got to be effing me with this guy?
I don't hate him as much as you guys do, but 6 hours of anyone seems like a lot.
Do you find him funny?
Funny? No, fun. There's a difference. Fun, not funny.
He funny tells, without the E.
He tells stories well, I think, and he's kind of a fun dude. That's my vibe from him. But
you need to retire.
But even 6 hours, I mean,
but
I don't care who it is.
But shouldn't you expect more from a comedian than fun? Should
well,
you
I
expect
think there's
funny?
Room for everyone.
The fun is what I expect from a hooker. But from a comedian, I want jokes.
I'm just saying he doesn't bug me as much as you guys. But I would say at about an hour and a half, I'm out.
He didn't leave the stage until nearly 7 o'clock in the morning. And he ordered dinner for the crowd at around 4:30 a.m. He fed everyone who was stuck sitting through 7 hours of Dane Cook.
Now, did he tell them this was what he was doing?
I don't know. He must have at some point.
Trying to break the record?
Maybe 3 or 4 hours in, maybe he decided to clue him in. But if he was going to feed me, if I was in the audience, I would ask for some sort of sodium pentothal or something I could overdose on, anything. Can I just get a syringe full of, heroin or Drano or anything, whatever the quickest way out is?
Did they lock the doors? People couldn't get out? Or
they must have.
All right.
It's the only explanation
like
for people
two
staying.
Two people left at 7 a.m.
But if you show up for a Dane Cook show, that's what you deserve. You get what you deserve. Tila Tequila is getting another shot at love.
Yes, because the last one just didn't work out.
Apparently, she didn't even, like, give the dude her number, the guy she picked.
Oh, no. Really?
In the show, she's like, I came here to find love, and I did find love, and I love you, and everything. And then all the reports said afterwards, she sort of walked off the set and kind of left the guy in a lurch.
A lot of people in the audience look pissed.
But MTV has ordered up another 10 episodes of A Shot of Love with Tila Tequila.
God damn it.
Wow.
It was a big hit, right, Ralph?
Top-rated new show on MTV for 12 to 34-year-olds. Huge hit for MTV. So, looks like we will see more.
Well, I'm glad, because that show is awful. I like awful.
Well, then you're going to get 10 more episodes of awful. Jeez, you like Dane Cook.
I like awful
television.
I don't stand up for my taste. I have bad taste.
You're like the bizarro world or something. You like everything backwards.
I know.
And I was really looking forward to the Star Trek prequel, J.J. Abrams' new Star Trek movie, where James Kirk meets Spock for the first time at Starfleet Academy.
Fall in love.
Now, why? Because I'm still looking forward to it. Is there something I don't know?
Oh, are you, Bean? Well, perhaps you'll be interested to know they've just cast the head of Starfleet in that film.
Okay.
To be played by none other than Tyler Perry.
No!
What?
You know, Medea?
Yeah?
Medea's family reunion?
Is he playing Captain Kirk? No,
he's the head of Starfleet, the guy who runs the academy where they're all learning how to be Starfleet officers. He's going to head up Starfleet.
Well, I've never seen him in anything, so I don't know whether I don't like him or not.
Trust me, you don't.
He doesn't do anything like this, though, does he?
No,
normally.
Rarely he doesn't do any sort of straight roles other than stuff he's sort of created for himself.
This is mainstream Hollywood, though, finally getting wise to the fact that the guy has a phenomenal built-in audience, and he'll bring some box office.
Yeah, but do you want Tyler Perry's audience coming in to see Star Trek? I don't want to be sitting there hearing, no, James Kirk, don't you open that door! No! No, don't you shoot that Klingon! Oh, no, you didn't! You phased that Klingon! Run, James Kirk!
I don't quiet, you!
I'll be watching.
I do. I like that as well.
Oh, those blacks.
Yeah. Oh!
Today's celebrity birthdays. Michael Stipe from R.E.M. is 48 years old today.
Yeah. Partey.
He is a good time. He's a laugh a minute.
He is.
Matt Frewer. Remember Max Headroom, that show?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Before Bean took over the role
to
star as Max Headroom. Sure. Matt Frewer is 49 years old today. Dave Foley, who played Dave Nelson on News Radio, had a long career with the Kids in the Hall, one of my favorite comedy sketch groups. They were very talented. 45 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Shaky. That's what the people are here. Shaky.
Yeah, no
it's 106.7 K-Rock KROQ, the Kevin and Bean Show at 12 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Our friend Andrew Siciliano from the Red Zone on DirecTV is going to be joining us to talk about the football playoffs coming up this week. And also, Ralph's got the movie beat in a moment because it is Friday. First, though, Chris Stenzel, who is the owner and tattoo artist at the White Lotus Tattoo, whitelotustattoo.com. They're in Laguna Hills, is in the next room here at K-Rock. And he has under the gun. Oh, there it is right there.
Oh, yeah.
K-Rock listener Jeff, who we talked to yesterday, who lost a football bet. Jeff, can you hear us okay?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Jeff sounds delighted with his choice this morning.
So happy.
Too early to
describe for the listeners who weren't with us a half an hour ago what tattoo you are getting on your leg right now because you lost a football bet with Ralph.
I am getting Rodney Bingenheimer.
In an Eagles jersey.
In an Eagles jersey, half naked with fuzzy pink slippers standing on his star.
And best part?
He's smoking a pipe.
Yes, he is.
He's smoking a pipe.
It's the best tattoo ever. If you want to see it, you can go to krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page, sites. And you can see the Rodney picture. And I expect you all to use that as your screensaver from now on.
Exactly. And I guess any moment now, you'll have live streaming video of the tattoo actually being given to Jeff in the next room. So just keep refreshing krock.com, Kevin and Bean page. We'll check back with you in a little while. Okay, Jeff?
All right.
Okay. All right, cool. Very good. Here's the email, and they're pouring in by the truckload. Well, Kevin and Bean, it's been a long time coming, but I guess it's official. It's finally started with Yasmin, former Miss Double December 2006, giving it up voluntarily to Dave the King of Mexico. The apocalypse has finally begun.
Yeah.
That's what we're all saying. Here's an email just captioned, The Abomination. Guys, Dave and Yasmin are going to stay together forever because of one simple reason. Who would ever want to go after Dave?
Aww.
Unless she goes for the full identity change. He's the last guy she'll ever pull. Oh. So I think you can tell the listeners have a lot of opinions on this new power couple, Dazmeen.
First of all, we're not going to call him Dazmeen.
Yeah.
Second of all, how dare she treat our Dave like that?
What?
You don't say who's ever going to go after Dave. I mean,
no.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't, but I'm just saying someone would.
Yeah, you know why?
Wrecked.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's why.
Nice.
Now, Dave had sex with Miss Double D 2006 twice over the holidays, and it's been four days now. We're still having trouble getting our head around it.
And I think they're doing it again tonight.
What?
That's what she said on the phone this morning.
That's what she said.
Oh, you guys were getting together for your birthday, which I guess was yesterday. Tonight is the night that she's going to give you her gift.
Nice. So.
Yeah.
And Dave, unfortunately, now has been, he's had a lot of confidence put into him about his game.
Yep.
Which he calls affectionately.
What, the no game game?
The no game game.
Uh-huh.
I'm the guy without game.
I don't like the King's new attitude, by the way, which is just, I'm a stud, which, by the way, he is, obviously, because he caught Yasmin. But, I mean, he barely shows up for work anymore. He doesn't even care about the job. He barely talks to us. He used to just be such a humble young Mexican, and now look at him.
Come on. Well, he spent some time in the studio yesterday, and I was happy to see this because we had a listener call up and ask Dave to do another song. And he's done a song called Bringin' Mexi Back. And we're proud to preview it for you now here on the world famous K-Rock, bringing Mexi back.
I'm bringing Mexi back. Yeah. Somehow I got Yasmin into the sack. Yeah. Even though she has tattoos on her back. Yeah. She gave me some, cause I'm a Mac. Yeah. Tell them about your game. Don't need game, got fingerless gloves. Don't need game, got an emo sweater. Don't need game, I can barely speak English.
Barely speak it.
I'm king of Mexico. Yeah. You know I bang all them hoes. When they need pee-pee, they know where to go. They go to King of Mexico. Tell them who's the man. Don't need game, I can't say woof. Don't need game, got plenty of foreskin. Don't need game, just like the Clippers. Hey, it's King of Mexico. Kevin and Bean, they think I don't got game. But the hoes, they keep coming back for more. That's right. Go get yourself a pair of fingerless gloves. And
wasn't
we out.
That awesome? Please agree with me that that was awesome.
It was awesome.
Wasn't it awesome?
It was totally awesome.
It was the most awesome thing ever. Hug me.
Ralph is here on a Friday. It seems like it's been 100 years since we did a movie beat, Ralph.
It's a long time. I was so bad over the holidays. I didn't see a goddamn movie.
I'll tell you what,
I didn't see one, so I have to spend a lot of time catching up on the holiday movies this weekend, and I think you're going to want to do that too when you see what's coming out this weekend.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Just two new movies in Southland Cineplexes this weekend.
Two.
Let's face it. Yeah, but the studios shot their wad over the holidays. Let's face it.
Yeah, they put out all the good ones.
They pumped everything they had into you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now they're just waiting for the test results.
Yeah.
They just want to see if you come up knocked up or not. They're releasing two films. One is opening in just selected theaters around the Southland. It's called The Killing of John Lennon.
The Killing of John Lennon.
This movie dramatizes the mindset of Mark David Chapman, the man who assassinated John Lennon in front of his apartment building. I don't know, it's a 27 years ago now?
Was it that long?
Yeah, December 8th, 1980.
80, right? And in his quest to impress actress Jodie Foster, Jonas Ball plays Mark David Chapman, and Mai Omori plays Gloria in this film. I don't know what Gloria is. I'm assuming it's a girl that he's friendly with. Right. Didn't they make this movie already with Lindsay Lohan and Jared Leto? Oh,
yeah.
Yes, there were two going on at the same time. That one's going direct to DVD, though, the letter one.
Ah. Really?
Isn't that weird?
It's called Chapter 27 or something, right?
Yes, that's right.
In reference to The Catcher in the Rye, the book that Mark David Chapman was obsessed with.
Right. I don't know this actor who's playing Mark David Chapman, but I saw him interviewed over the weekend, and he's very creepy. And the clips they showed for the movie, it looks really good.
Yeah, I suppose. The thing is that there's no question in my mind about this dude. I mean, it wasn't like there wasn't enough media coverage at the time that sort of told me everything I needed to know about the real dude and the story.
So there's no more story to tell?
Yeah, I don't think there's much of a mystery here for me, but it could be
but
an interesting film to check
out. I think like with Zodiac and some of the other movies that go back to the 70s for those crime stories, a lot of people alive today don't really know anything about it. A lot of people go to the movies, don't know that story, and it might be interesting to find out how a Beatle was killed.
Yeah, I was in New York City over the holiday. Went to New York, and for the first time, I had a chance to go by the Dakota, the apartment building where John Lennon was shot.
Right.
And when you walk by the hallway, you've seen the photograph so many times of that entryway where he was shot. And when you walk by, you can't help but sort of feel creeped out by it. It's very odd. And then you go across the street to Central Park where they have Strawberry Fields, a section that that is dedicated in his memory. So it is pretty creepy. John Lennon still means a lot to a lot of people. Here is a series of clips, a little montage from the movie The Killing of John Lennon.
I didn't want to kill anybody. I asked God to help me, but we're all responsible for our own actions. Normal kids don't grow up to shoot ex-Beatles. I was searching for some kind of guidance, a mission, and for my sins I found one.
You ever seen John Lennon?
Yeah, he's around.
He's kind of a phony, isn't he?
You don't like music?
Found something else.
Wow.
Dude. Found murder. That's what I'm into now. Dude.
That sounds good, actually.
Should take this guy out. Mark David Chapman. Gone. Gone. Him and Britney Spears. Mutual suicide pact. That's what I'm
they
saying.
Do have equivalent crimes.
I think so. But the movie that's in wide release this weekend is One Missed Call. That's right. That's right. One missed call.
What is that?
Your call goes to voicemail. Your life goes straight to hell. Is there a media tagline?
Really?
This is a story, Kevin, about people who receive a terrifying cell phone message. It turns out to be actual recordings of their own horrifying murder from the future.
Ooh, that depends on who's doing it.
That could happen. Before you laugh, that could happen.
So you get a message on your phone and you listen to it, and it's a voicemail of you being killed in the future and you calling yourself in the past to tell yourself about it.
To warn you?
Don't run out into the street in 8 years.
What the hell? It's just horrible. Just horrible on every level. This is a remake of a Japanese horror movie.
Hey!
Let's stop making those because they're out apparently in Japan. They had The Ring, and we had Ring 2. And now we've got ringtone, I guess you could call this one.
This sounds like it could
Thank
be.
You. Thanks so much, Sagamai.
This sounds like it could be good if it was in the right hands, like if the right person made it.
Don't pick up the cell phone, you're going to die. Really? Is that what we got?
I don't know. Who made it?
Edward Burns is in it, so I'm out. Hate him. Although Shannon Sossman's also in it. She's pretty hot. Yeah. And then Ray Wise, who plays the devil on Reaper, he's in this film.
Oh, I like him.
But then Margaret Cho's in it.
Oh, God.
Oh, Margaret Cho.
She dies, though, I hope, right?
God, we can only hope. They're calling her on her cell phone. That's what I'd be doing.
So this is the one main movie, is what you're saying.
Yeah, one missed call, it's called. Here's a little scene from the movie. Two girls think they're going to be murdered next, so they get the clever idea to take the batteries out of their cell phones.
Oh, so it can't get
through.
Can't
be called. Jeez, I wonder what's going to happen when they do that.
I'm going to be next. I can feel it.
No, you don't know that, okay? Because my number is in Brian's cell, too, here. No power. Any dead people call, we're not home.
And then the cell phone rings, even though there's no power to it.
There's no
power. What a surprise that is.
Get out of the house.
It's just Dave texting you. You would be killed next. You don't get on the Ferris wheel.
A lot of Ferris wheel deaths?
I don't know. Could happen.
Dave would make a terrible Grim Reaper, wouldn't he?
What are some of the movies that are still in the theaters that people should catch up on?
You got the Sweeney Todd. Demon Barber of Fleet Street, the musical.
Kevin told me that's a musical, but that would have heard something about
surprise,
that if that was true,
surprise.
Wouldn't I?
Turns out to be a musical.
Very surprised by that.
Oh, I love my knife.
Kevin was caught off guard.
Yeah.
It was based on the popular long-running Broadway musical Sweeney Todd.
Nah, I don't care.
Surprised. Let's see what else we got out there. You got National Treasure 2, of course.
Yes.
Book of Secrets.
Sure.
Huge monster hit.
Yep.
You got I Am Legend still doing very well in theaters. You got Alvin and the Chipmunks still rocking in a lot of money.
No Country for Old Men.
Country for Old
Men.
That's good.
Of
course, got that.
Juno, if you haven't seen that.
Juno, if you
that opens wider.
So there's a lot of good stuff still yet to be seen over there from the holidays. If you missed on those, you might want to go see those movies and avoid a movie which, I kid you not, is being called in Australia, Don't Pick Up the Cell Phone. That's the title of One Missed Call in Australia. That's how they're releasing it in Australia, because maybe Australians don't quite get the concept. It's being called in Australia, Don't Pick Up the Cell Phone.
They had to clarify it more.
Yes, exactly. So those are your options this weekend. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
Hear that?
Yeah, that sounds like a tattoo. That sounds like it's happening in the next room.
Sound of a tattoo right there.
It's the Kevin Beach on K-Rock 106.7 KRQ at 736. That is Chris Stenzel, the owner of White Lotus Tattoo in Laguna Hills, and he's got K-Rock listener Jeff there, and he's putting a tattoo of Rodney Bingenheimer on his leg because Jeff lost a football bet. By the way, listeners are taking your advice, Kevin, and making the Rodney picture up at KRock.com their wallpaper.
It's
all over Southern
ever.
California now.
It's the best picture ever.
Is his name really Chris Stenzel?
That's what we're asking.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's
crazy.
That's
his real name.
He was born with it.
You were born to be a tattoo guy.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah.
What are you going to do at that point? You just got to go into it.
Yeah. My destiny. Yeah.
It's so. Is this a complex tattoo, Chris? Rodney with the jersey smoking a pipe?
No, it's not too bad.
Pretty straightforward. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. Not a big deal.
You know why Chris has the Eagle Green out to do Rodney's jersey? I probably should just go in there and just get an Eagle tattoo.
Yeah, I brought it up for everybody.
Yes,
I came prepared.
You should.
Since he's got the color mixed and everything.
But you
got
to put Rodney there, too. I mean, he's
put Rodney
he's
on
in an Eagles jersey smoking a pipe.
Whatever
is there anything
with
better?
That.
All right.
You can put Richard
you can go
on
to,
you.
Yeah, there you
put
go.
Poor man on me, can you?
There you go.
You can go to krock.com, Kevin and Bede page, and we are streaming Chris's work on Jeff. You can actually see the tattoo being given. This is for real, folks. We're not faking this one. So go to krock.com and check it out. Thank you, guys. We'll check in with you a little bit later on. Hey, you know what this weekend is, dudes?
Wild card weekend?
Yeah, it is. NFL playoffs, and we're happy to welcome back to the program our old friend Andrew Siciliano from the DirecTV Red Zone channel. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, guys. I will not in any way during this conversation bet any part of my body to be marred or defaced on this weekend.
It's a horrible, horrible bet. He's going to get a tattoo if he loses, but if he wins, he's just going to come sit in on the show for one day.
What was the bet?
That was it.
The moral of the story, Andrew, is do not bet against the Philadelphia Eagles, my friend.
It was who would have the better record in the regular season, the New Orleans Saints or the Philadelphia Eagles.
That's right.
The Eagles, I believe, were 8-8, and I think New Orleans was 7-9.
Yes, I need them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we booted them out of the playoffs, you know. We beat them. If they could have gone to the playoffs, if we hadn't beaten them that weekend.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah. That's correct.
Yeah. How about that? So what's your game that you're most looking forward to? Obviously, the big players get the bye week, so there's no Indy or New England or Dallas or Green Bay. But of the available teams playing the wild card games, what game are you most looking forward to, Andrew?
Hands down, Jacksonville-Pittsburgh, because it's a rematch of a game we saw a couple of weeks ago. Jacksonville already beat them in Pittsburgh. The Steelers have this big bad you cannot beat us in Pittsburgh kind of aura about them, and it could be snowing. Or it could be raining, for that matter. It's going to be like one of those 35 degrees and God knows what's coming out of the sky kind of weekends on an awful, disgusting cow pasture of a field that really sums up what is Pittsburgh.
Really? Why don't they have, the guys that tend the fields professionally like every other?
Okay, because they have the Steelers play there. They have Pitt play there, the University of Pittsburgh play there. They have like 8 high school games a weekend on big championship weekends, which they had a couple of weeks ago. They tried to put down new turf. Remember that Monday night game a couple of weeks back where it was the Steelers and the Ravens and it looked like they were playing underwater?
Yep.
Still hasn't recovered from that game.
Excellent.
Awful. And you know what? The Steelers aren't playing good football. The Steelers have dropped 3 out of 4. Jacksonville is everyone's hot pick to win in New England, hypothetically, in a couple of weeks. I don't think this game actually is that close. I think early it is. Second half, I think Jacksonville pulls away. I'm not betting any body part, but I think Jacksonville wins by
We got a tattoo we can put on you. All right.
No.
Wasn't it Taylor bitching about the field? Wasn't he the one who's going off about how he doesn't want to play on it and blah, blah, blah?
He doesn't want to play there, which means that Pittsburgh will win by 3 touchdowns.
Right? Yeah. We in high school used to have a basketball gym that was just a hellhole, and we won there because everybody was so miserable when they came in. We called it
the Veterans Stadium. Used to be in Philadelphia. Everyone hated to play.
You kind of like that it's that bad because the other team gets really angry.
Exactly, it's a perfect home field advantage, and I would go with that if Jacksonville hadn't won there a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
And if the Steelers hadn't gone to Baltimore, I don't care if they played starters or not last week and just laid down and died. The Ravens hadn't won in 2.5 months.
Now, this weekend, playoff weekend, it's a little bit different. There's 2 games on Saturday and 2 games on Sunday.
Right. It's a 1:30 and then like a 5 o'clock game Saturday. So 1:30 for the Redskins and Seahawks, and the Steeler game is at 5. And then Sunday, it's normal times. It's 10 a.m., Giants and Buccaneers, and then 1:30 when the Chargers win by 21.
So those of you whose wives get angry when you spend all day Sunday watching football can look forward to double that because you can do it Saturday and Sunday.
All day.
Andrew, do you do the red zone for the wild card weekend?
No, we don't. We should, but it is every game is on network.
Oh, that's
TV,
right. Sure.
Broadcast, so we do not do it, and they're played one at a time.
I'm going to miss you so much this weekend.
What a blast! I'm going to miss you too.
Why don't you guys just get on the phone? Just get on the phone with each other and chat.
Every Sunday, I watch Andrew on the red zone show.
I know. Hey. Let me ask you this before we get your picks on the other games, and that is, tell people who even people who follow football may have differences of opinions on this subject, but what does momentum mean going into the playoffs? Does it matter how many games in a row you've won when the season ends and part two begins, or is it an all-new, fresh ball game for everybody involved?
You would think momentum means something, but then every year you get thrown a curveball, and then you realize it doesn't mean anything anymore. If it does mean something, then, for example, as I said, Pittsburgh is screwed and Jacksonville is doing well. Seattle is screwed, and Washington is going to win in Seattle, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think it might snow in Seattle Sunday.
Awesome.
On the flip side of that, the Buccaneers haven't won well in the last month, but I think they're going to win at home. Basically, I'm going against every momentum team this week other than Tennessee.
So do you think the Redskins have finally run out of that dead guy momentum they were riding on for a while?
God, that's awful.
Hey, let's do it for the dead guy. What's his name?
Sean Taylor.
Can't remember.
Sean Taylor.
I think the question in this game is the other Sean, and that's Sean Alexander.
Nicely done.
Who, if I could transition into another bad dead guy joke, often runs like one.
Yeah. Yes, he does. This has not been a better year for Mr. Alexander.
And he hasn't had had a 100-yard game since week three, and if it actually does snow, he needs to run the football, and that team can't run the football. And the Redskins have won four. Look, as you said, the Sean Taylor thing, they've won four in a row. If they can go up there and make it a running game and Seattle can't run, for some reason they shut down Mo Morris and Alexander, Redskins can win that game. But the Seahawks are as good at home as Indy is, put in perspective.
Really?
And let me add to that, you're right. The Seahawks have won 7 out of 8 games at home this year. I don't think it's going to snow. I live in Seattle, as you know, Andrew. I don't think it's going to snow. I think it is going to be raining. And I do think that this is another one of those stadiums, the Quest Field, that the Seahawks really do get a great home field advantage because it is so unbelievably loud. I mean, one of the Redskins players is already on record this week complaining that he thinks it's artificially amplified because it's so loud in there.
See, I don't think – you've been there. I don't think that one's artificially amplified.
It's not.
Minnesota is. I think Indy is. I think it's been proven.
Really?
Friends will stand on sidelines in both of those buildings and say they can look at the speakers and see them shake.
Are you kidding?
That doesn't mean they have a CD where they're pumping in crowd noise.
Right.
But what it does mean is, and this has happened in Indy, they've been accused of this more than once, where you can pump the crowd noise back in, like when you recirculate the air in your car.
Right.
Right? And they pump it back in. And it's convenient how sometimes the speakers are on one sideline but not on the other sideline.
Why is that not a bigger scandal?
It was this year in Indy, because when the Patriots went in there, they complained a little bit. There's a famous YouTube clip, if you want to go look it up right now, of what sounds like on the CBS broadcast a CD skipping. It sounds like during one of the plays where, like, Tom Brady or Peyton Manning is calling out the signal, and you hear the background noise, and you hear a skip, 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 skip. CBS swears that it was just a technical glitch in the truck, that it wasn't a CD skipping,
right,
that it was just a problem with their transmission. But there were people in Indy who said, oh, no, they were just pumping the crowd noise back. It was investigated. It didn't turn out to be anything, but it's not the first time that accusation has been levied.
Interesting.
How about that?
Now, Bill Belichick hasn't used this as a way to cheat, though, right?
No, but how about this? The fact that a guy who was caught in a bold-faced cheat won Coach of the Year yesterday.
Yeah.
He overcame it.
But
sure.
And you know what? You know what carried him through? His humor. His sense of humor.
Oh, absolutely.
That guy has a ball.
His levity.
he's a regular chuckle hut.
Andrew, did I get the impression from you that you're picking Tennessee over San Diego this weekend?
No. There's no way they win that game. Okay. I think it's one of those games. Well, I think Albert Haynesworth is going to play, but you see those Charger games where LT's got like a 180 and 3 touchdowns at the half.
Yeah.
I don't think it's one of those, but I don't think it's close. Tennessee is without Roydell Williams, without Bo Scaife. They're a better team. Actually, I had Quentin Jammer on my radio show last night on Fox admit that they're a better team, or Tennessee is better with a healthy Kerry Collins than a banged-up Vince Young.
Yeah.
Vince just can't throw the football. Look, if Vince had played that entire game last Sunday, the Browns would be in San Diego.
Wow.
Okay, and Tennessee would not have been able to win that game.
And you got another Collins over in Washington doing pretty well at QB, too.
He hasn't thrown an INT since 97.
Yeah.
He hasn't played since 97.
It's true. Yeah, but still.
All right, so recapping then. So you've got Tampa Bay beating the dreaded New York Giants. That's a close game. You got the Seahawks over the Redskins.
I do, but I think the Redskins make it interesting. You know the weather better than me. If the weather's bad, I think the Redskins win.
I think you might be right there. San Diego over Tennessee.
San Diego over Tennessee, big.
Okay. And if I recall correctly, you said Pittsburgh over Jacksonville. Is that right?
No, you know what? I actually like Jacksonville here. I think Jacksonville can beat them again.
All right, there you go. Two games on Saturday, two games on Sunday.
What kind of tattoo do you want to bet on your wage?
First of all, if I ever bet a tattoo, it would not be an eagle tattoo.
How dare you, sir?
No way. It would be an eagle tattoo.
Well, what's your team, Andrew? Bears?
My team is the Browns.
You're a Browns fan.
Which, if I were betting parts of my body, I'd look like Travis Barker.
That's true.
Well, maybe next season you and I can have an Eagles-Browns bet. We can think of something interesting.
Play next year, actually.
I know they do.
So, Andrew, are you done for the year on DirecTV then? That's it?
I'm done. I'm actually going to either A, sit on my couch and drink beer with friends, or B, blow huge sums of money while I should be watching football in Vegas. at the blackjack table.
I'm going to Vegas, too, this week.
I'm so jealous, Andrew.
You get to go to Vegas with Andrew Siciliano, Kevin.
Yeah, he is your love, isn't he, Rob?
Oh, he's the best.
I like him. I like him a lot. I wouldn't say I love Andrew.
Hey, this is the weekend to go to Vegas. It's before the AV ends. It's before
That's right.
You need a tetanus shot. Walk down the hall, so get in now.
Oh, a little penicillin will clear that right up.
Well, Ralph will be happy to share a room with you if you want to go on that way.
Weekend, not next.
All right, Andrew.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, guys.
Bye now. How good is that song, Map of the Problematique? That's Muse.
It's an effed up name.
It is, yeah.
Good song, but an effed up name.
I got a K-Rock listener in the other room named Jeff who's getting a tattoo of Rodney wearing an Eagles jersey, smoking a pipe in bunny slippers. And you can watch it online. And the outline is now finished. He's going to start filling in color. So it looks fantastic.
Moral of the story is mess with the Eagles, you will get the talons. That's the moral of the story.
This particular time.
That's right, man.
Yeah, those 8 and 8 Eagles, man. They're powerhouses. Also, is Renee here yet, by the way? Our lipstick lesbian
Asuka
coming up?
Asuka, lipstick lesbian.
I love lesbians.
Yeah. Me too, Dave. So anyway, that's also coming up. So a lot of shows still ahead here on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Friday morning.
More details coming in about Britney's 5150, which is code for psychiatric
holdover.
Yeah, evaluation. What happened was last night she refused to turn her kids over to ex-husband Kevin Federline, so the cops were called. There was a big standoff. She finally did release the children. When police investigated, they thought that she was whacked in the head in some capacity. Oh. So they called an ambulance, and they brought her, and they slapped her with a 5150, which is a psychiatric evaluation. The code of the Welfare and Institutions Act, which Section 5150 falls under, says she has to meet one of the following criteria in order to be
let out?
Not let out, but held over for this examination. She has to be a danger to herself, which is something we've known for a long time.
Right.
Danger to others, which certainly could mean her children, because reportedly 1-year-old son Jaden James was also taken to the hospital in another ambulance, according to TMZ.com.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
And unable and or unable to care for herself. Which
that's been clear for a long time.
I think that falls under that umbrella. However, here's the situation, which I found interesting. They've been denying, and she's been tested for drug and alcohol for some time now.
Right, right.
And you don't, they won't let you into the Cedars-Sinai psychiatric unit, Thalians it's called, unless they do a extensive screening for substance abuse prior to admitting you.
So they won't put someone in if they have drugs in their system?
Well, it's not what they deal with. They're a psychiatric facility. If you have, if it's a drug issue, if you're freaking out on a drug overdose or something, you go to, you know, a drug center or a rehab or something.
What if you have
like
both? What if she was doing drugs and is crazy?
From what I understand, from the information I've been getting all morning, it's strictly psychiatric. If you have any sort of substance issues, they send you to a different facility.
All right.
But they did admit her into the psychiatric facility at Cedars. Mm. So she just might go on bye-bye. Yeah. And it may not be drugs or alcohol at all. He just might be a...
We've talked to Harvey Levin from TMZ many times. And he thinks it's not drugs. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, that's your update on what's going on with Britney Spears.
I know it's hard to have... Yeah, it's hard to have sympathy for her because she has brought the vast majority of her problems on herself. But I can't imagine that this swarm of 100 men with cameras that follow her every second of every day helps her.
I agree. I agree, but she's also bringing that on herself.
Some she has, I agree.
A lot.
Some she
calls the press and she says, I'm going to this place. Meet me there.
And even if you don't do that, don't go to Starbucks if you know 100 people are going to follow you to Starbucks. Send somebody. Look, on the morning show, we send freaking Cleo, our intern, to go get our breakfast. It's not that hard to send somebody out to get you something to eat.
Like
don't
I said,
go
I know
shopping
I
and
know
for CDs
tough.
On New Year's Eve on Sunset Boulevard.
I agree. She has brought a lot of these problems on herself, but I got to imagine that has to feed into a little bit of psychosis if that's your life all the time.
Or,
there's more she could do to stop it from being the way it is, but that is the way it is, and it's got to be hard.
Or a chicken and the egg mentality, maybe because she's a nut loaf, that's why she goes out and courts all this paparazzi.
Well, that's true, too. But I will tell you, the definitive answer, doesn't matter what you say, doesn't matter what I say, is what does Jesse from Team Britney say? And I insist we speak with her Monday morning.
I haven't heard from her all morning. When I go into a Britney chunk, I usually get a hastily written, furious email from a
lot of names.
Jesse from Team Britney. And I haven't heard from her at all this morning. Could it be there's something happening in Britney's life that is indefensible?
She cannot accept that. That's just the media, Ralph.
You're absolutely right. Here's a pretty cool story.
The Foo Fighters are going to be playing on this year's Grammy Awards. Of course, they're nominated for, I believe it's 1,100 Grammys.
It is 1,100. Yeah, that's accurate.
They are going to do The Pretender.
Ah, great song.
And what they're doing is opening up auditions for classical musicians who'd like to play with the Foos to send in audition tapes. And they're going to pick out 45 finalists, and then the public will get to choose the top three, because they're going to do a string, a woodwind, and a brass player to add to the band when they do the song.
Wow. What was that?
You're putting that a lot of faith in the listeners' hands.
So classical musicians get to send in a 60-second clip of themselves performing The Pretender on their individual instruments, and then they're going to pick the top three, and they'll be on stage with the Foos when they perform the song at the Grammys on February 10th.
Wow.
This is like the thing they did last year with Justin Timberlake. Remember when they had
they had a winner,
that
right?
Chick Robin Troop came on and performed that song with him. So this is another My Grammy Moment contest they're having for the Grammys. This year you get to play with the Foos. So if you, if you play bassoon or...
Finally, this is your chance.
Viola or something like that, you got a chance to play with the Foos.
We send in a tape of Orchestra de la Raza, and
that's
over.
What we need. I'm going to break out my French horn. I'll see if I can tune that thing up and get in there.
Do it.
Play with the Foos. Bring out my Glockenspiel.
By the way, speaking of the Foos, Breakfast with Foo Fighters.
What?
Is coming up very soon. Starting Monday, we're going to give away tickets to that.
You know, I've got a few emails. Apparently, nobody wants to go to that thing.
I know.
It's strange.
Oh, really?
I haven't got any emails of people begging me for early entry into the event.
I'm getting a lot. I'll send some your way.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm good.
All right.
Pretty good, thanks. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Michael Stipe, singer for R.E.M., turns 48 years old today. You guys must have interviewed Stipe at some point in your long K-Rock careers. How many? They were a big K-Rock
artist
at one
time. No one can roll with it like that guy. I mean, you just give him any topic, and he'll just riff and riff for hours.
He's like Dane Cook on stage at the Laugh Factory.
Yes.
Just 7 hours. Comedy gold.
Yep.
Yeah.
We were backstage with R.E.M. at the Pond before an R.E.M. concert a few years ago, Ralph, and we're sitting on the couch interviewing Michael Stipe. And I don't remember how it came up, but somehow he made a reference to Schindler's List. And I don't remember if it was do you remember what it was, Kevin?
No.
He somehow brought up the movie Schindler's List. So one of us, probably Kevin, made some reference to the very popular porn knockoff, Schindler's Fist. Okay, now Michael Stipe, you got to know, is not a guy who really finds that funny. He was thinking of Schindler's List in the most serious, serious way
but
possible.
But how can he not find Schindler's Fist funny? That's, come on.
When do you ever recognize
your audience? I was offering up comedy
goals.
Never. That's the problem. I don't have that sensor.
The moment, though, it was one of those you just want to crawl into a hole and die moments where, as so often happens when Kevin does the interviews, and you can't believe you're sitting there and you've got to face this poor guy in the he's given you his time to allow you to interview him and you're just embarrassing him and the rest of the world. It's just every time I hear Michael Stipe's name now, I feel awkward.
Do you say, what was that? You say that in an angry tone when you brought that up?
Come on.
Did he ask him to go off Spicoli with it?
Yeah, was there a deathly silence when he brought up his famous Spicoli role?
Seriously, you guys wouldn't have brought up that. Would you not have brought that up, Ralph?
Did you bring up Stipe's dead father and asked him what he thought of the concert? Was any of that going on?
He said Schindler's List. I said Schindler's Fist. That's
you suggest
funny.
That Michael Stipe's mother kill herself? That was the only way that should go out?
You got all of Kevin's great interview moments committed to memory.
I'm just thinking. You know,
I'm
some
just
of the classic
saying.
Interview moments
How can
had
you
with
not find that funny? I don't care who you are.
Did he start the interview by saying, you're a guy who I don't know who you are?
That's right. Did you bring that up at all?
Come on. I'm standing by Schindler's Fist. I'd do it again.
He did call in security to have Michael Stipe removed because he wasn't answering questions the way that Kevin wanted him to. He did have that happen.
Yeah.
So,
come on.
It was an ugly, ugly, uncomfortable, awkward moment, though.
Kevin is the Larry King of Los Angeles radio, if you think about it. Really.
Come on. He's out of his freaking mind.
Well,
I think Larry's a little more aware of what's going on around him, though.
I'm standing by Schindler's Fist.
I had never heard Larry King say, I had no idea Sweeney Todd was a musical.
Come on, that I'm not standing by.
Never heard him say that.
That I know I'm crazy about.
Okay, explain the pink.
No.
Never heard that. Dave Foley from News Radio and Kids in the Hall. He's 45 years old today. And Matt Frewer, who played Max Headroom for many years, is 49 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
If you want to see the best picture ever, go to krock.com, Kevin and Bean page, click on sites, and you'll see the tattoo that K-Rock listener Jeff is getting. And it's Rodney in an Eagles jersey smoking a pipe. And everyone needs to put that as their screensaver because you will laugh your ass off when you see that picture. It's really well done. Paul Lee, our friend, did it.
Hey,
You can see the picture, and you can also see live. We're streaming the actual tattoo being given here this morning. So you definitely want to check that out. You know what I love about it most of all is that Rodney is going to be on the phone with somebody in K-Rock management, you know, later today, threatening to sue us. Oh, because this listener got a tattoo of him.
No question. We're honoring him.
No question.
That's what we're going to say in court. Misguided. Yeah, absolutely. All right, it's 8:11. This is the only show I think I'm probably going to care about of 2008. I mean, I know we got a lot of programs still ahead, but this is the one I've been looking forward to for months now. This is the one that I know that our life is peaking right now. It'll never be as good as it is for the next half hour because, ladies and gentlemen, the very latest in our continuing Ask a series, today's the day you've been waiting for, Ask a Lipstick Lesbian. Come on.
If you're gay and you don't know just what to say, we're talking to hot smoking chicks. Ask a Lizzy Lips. Girls who go see Katie Lang live wear strap-ons and like to muff dive, spread their hips.
What?
Ask a Lizzy Lips. Dressed up in tight shirts that show off her hoops. Won't go in for flannel shirts or work boots. Don't like skin flutes.
Oh, jeez. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Renee to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hello, Renee. Good morning.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
I want all lesbians to look like you, is what I'm saying. Do you hear me?
Well, thank you.
Well, yeah, Renee will get right on that.
We stole Ask a Mexican. Mm-hmm. And we've turned it into a series, and we've had Ask a Policeman, and we've had a bunch, but really Ask a Lipstick Lesbian.
This is the one.
That's where you guys were going the whole time. Yeah.
When we first started, we were like, Lipstick Lesbian, let's get that going.
Let's do that. Sure. Let's do that.
Now, Renee, tell us a little bit about you. Where do you live? What part of town do you live in?
I live in Huntington Beach.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
Well, I'm currently a recent law school graduate, so I'm going to be taking the bar in February.
So you're studying.
Poor to not so poor.
Wow. Well, congratulations. And what's your give us a background on your sexuality. Are you one of those girls who always knew that she was going to be a lesbian, or did you have some experimental phases, or what happened with you?
Well, that's the big question. No, I was actually married before. But I think I always knew, but I think a lot like many girls, they just don't – you're raised to live a different lifestyle. Right. So. I got married very young at 19, mm-hmm. so I didn't know myself. Mm-hmm. He was an awesome man, and we're still great friends, but I'm a lesbian.
But a man, right?
Right. Yeah. So how tough has it been for him to have his wife basically leave him for a woman?
You know, we've never talked about it, but I'm sure it wasn't easy. I mean, you know, what man wants that to happen?
Sure.
I turned a woman against my whole sex.
Then on the other side of the coin is, well, there's just nothing I could have done.
That's true.
Better.
Right, right. I think he realizes that it wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
Right. So I've been with... I'm sorry. I've been with my girlfriend now for over 6 years, so...
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
That's great.
So when you were a teenager, though, and starting to get interested in boys, or at least that's what everybody else your age was doing, did you just kind of go along with it because it was expected? Were you ever attracted to boys at all?
I think I was attracted to boys that were popular, or, you know, I kind of fell into that sort of a thing. I was always kind of a high achiever, so dating like the football star was what I wanted to do because right. he was the football star, not because he was a boy.
Right.
Right, right. Are a lot of people, I don't know, in 2008, I mean, this sounds like sort of a stupid question, but are a lot of people like us and are just still fascinated with lesbianism as if it's some sort of weird exotic thing that happens on other planets?
You know, I think it's still the same a lot. I was just telling your producer last night, I was at our local liquor store, and the gentleman that knows us very well just started asking me all these, you know,
questions about it.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, he's warming me up here, you know.
So we're going to did he know to ask you those questions, though? I mean, how did he know you were
there?
She was
there
with her
girlfriend.
Yeah,
me and my girlfriend always go in there, you know, getting our booze. So.
Sure.
Yeah, nice.
We're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067 in a few minutes if you'd like to ask a lipstick lesbian. A lot of people have questions.
Sure.
They still come up to her even on the street and ask her questions.
Do you have an opinion, or is this a dumb question, on the butch lesbians? I mean, do you have a feeling about them at all? Are they different from you somehow, or you don't get where they're coming from? Or what's your reaction to the girls that aren't hot like you that are lesbians?
You know, I love the whole array of women. So when I have friends that are butch, I have friends that are femme. I know some girls only like one or the other. But I don't really, they don't offend me in any way. No, I.
Do you offend them? Do the butch girls look at you and go, wow, you're the stereotype of what guys want lesbians to be? Yeah, yeah.
I haven't heard that, but I'm sure, you know, just like any kind of social aspects of people, that there's going to be some that think, oh, you're selling out, or others that are like, wow, that's what I want, you know. But
right.
I think the L word has changed people's perspective of lesbians.
Is that on Showtime?
It was, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, I saw a huge influx of, you know, more femme girls coming on the scene after that show came out, because it was full of, you know,
it's almost like it gave them permission to...
Yeah,
to be pretty instead of trying to sort of fit that stereotype.
And then I kind of saw the other side of it, where people were just doing it because they thought it was the cool thing to
right,
do,
sure.
You know? So
right. Do you ever slip and accidentally have sex with a man?
No.
How does that work exactly,
Bean?
The
way you do, Bean?
Nicely
done.
No,
but the reason I ask is this, is because we have so often said on this show, and I think it's backed up with science, I think you can find a study if you look hard enough, that every woman is a couple of drinks away from being a lesbian. I was just wondering, in reverse, if that's true, are lesbians a couple of drinks away from thinking a guy would be okay to have sex with?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
I can answer that. No. Girls are good, guys are bad. I mean, that's the bottom line here.
Well, I think girls are just generally more affectionate with their friends, their girlfriends, whereas guys are so, you know, don't touch me no matter what, that
well, plus
if you drink a little and you start kissing your girlfriend, it's not a big deal.
It turns your boyfriend on, usually.
Well, there's that, too. That's true.
Got that going for
you. Yeah, my girlfriend's not going to get turned on by me accidentally.
Now, your girlfriend was also with a man before you guys got together?
Yeah, she was. She was with a man for 10 years.
Wow.
That's interesting.
Do you think it's harder for gay women than men to come out?
You know, I don't know. I think that just depends on your social background and your history. But
I mean, you were in Southern California. Is that where you were raised?
No, I was actually raised in Texas.
Okay, that explains it. Never mind.
But I've lived here since I was 14.
Yeah.
You moved here after you got dragged by that truck?
Stop it. What's wrong with you?
Isn't that what they do in Texas?
What
I mean, that's
the
how they
hell?
Deal with the people that are different, you know? So we're going to take a break here in
wrong
one second, then
you.
Come back with your phone calls for Ask a Lipstick Lesbian. If you're just joining us, Renee is in the studio, and yes, she is quite lovely. So you would look at someone like Anne Heche, who kind of bounces back and forth. She's the popular actress on that TV show, Men in Trees. She bounces back and forth. Sometimes she'll be with a guy for a few years, then with a girl for a few years. That seems completely normal to you? You can see where she's coming from?
I don't think Anne Heche is normal at all, but...
I don't either, yeah.
She's crazy.
Yeah, she is.
So, no, I don't think that's normal. I don't really think that's normal in the lesbian world. If you're truly a lesbian and you're not bisexual, I don't think you bounce back and
Bean
forth.
Bean is trying hard to get you to have sex with guys. I mean, that's his last three questions have been pointed there.
No, I just was curious and specific about Anne Heche, because it looks crazy to me, but maybe I guess she's just straight bi and she just doesn't care. It's just... the person she falls in love with, not the equipment, I guess, is what's going on with her, it seems like.
Plus, she crazy.
Plus, she crazy, yeah. She's waiting for the aliens. Right, okay.
All right, Renee is here. Ask a Lipstick Lesbian when we get back. 1-800-520-1067. We have Renee, a K-Rock listener, here in the studio for Ask a Lipstick Lesbian.
If you're gay and you don't know just what to say, we're talking to hot smoking chicks. Ask some lesbian lips.
I love
shut up, Dave.
Won't go in for flannel shirts or work boots. Don't lesbian flutes.
All right, I think we get that.
Thought we were done. I didn't come to the meeting, apparently. Hey, a lot of complaints in the email about this segment, guys. I should warn you before we go to the calls.
Why?
A lot of people emailing, complaining about the Ask a Lipstick Lesbian.
Why?
Well, I mean, here's just one, for instance, from K-Rock Lister Vic. Great, guys. Gorgeous lesbian in studio. Webcam pointed at some guy getting a tattoo. F you guys. So I think
we're showing
you can
the
tell.
Dude's cap well, instead.
Maybe we didn't plan so well.
Doesn't seem right.
That was bad.
We'll get the update from the other room with the tattoo that the K-Rock Lister is getting. But first, though, let's take your calls. 1-800-520-1067. Renee is here. It's Ask a Lipstick Lesbian. Why don't we start with, let's start with Taylor in Garden Grove. An outstanding question. He's down there on line 7. Hi, Taylor. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You're on with Renee. Go ahead.
Hi, I was wondering if there's a guy and a girl role in the relationship.
You mean in hers or in most?
Well, hers and most.
Okay.
In mine, no. I mean, I think that my partner and I, we switch off kind of, I guess, your traditional guy and girl role depending on what we're doing. She likes to decorate the house and she's the one that puts all the candles out and makes everything romantic, but at the same time, she's also the one that drywalls. So
I like her.
She can do it all. She doesn't even need you. What the hell? Thank you for the call. How about most?
You know, I think that's kind of that traditional idea has completely changed. I know that there are some girls that do have the guy and girl role thing mm-hmm. going on, and that's where they feel most comfortable. But I know a lot of couples like us, you know, it's just two capable girls, you know.
Right.
But I think part of our perception, and a lot of people like me who don't know a lot of lesbians, unfortunately, I'd like to, but you look at the ones that you are aware of, and it's like an Ellen and Portia situation where Ellen is wearing a suit and Portia obviously is a very, very feminine woman. I think that's kind of the impression. Maybe that's where a lot of that comes from, is why we think there's a guy-girl dynamic.
Right, and I think that there is. I mean, it would be a lie to say that there aren't lesbians that have the guy-girl role going
right, sure.
on. But, you know, there's just as many coming out where they're just two girls and, you know, they both put on the lipstick or they both put on the boots, you know?
Sure, yeah.
All right, let's go to Eric in Orange. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa May.
Hi, Eric.
Ask a lipstick lesbian.
Look, I don't mean this to be an offensive question, but I don't know how else to word it. My question is, why are there so few lipstick lesbians and so many Bull Dyke mannish-looking lesbians?
Well, maybe you just don't know that they're a lesbian because they're wearing lipstick.
That's my thought, Eric. You may run into them all the time, and you don't know they're lesbians.
Well, yeah. actually, I do, because I'm involved in a hobby, which is dog breeding, and there are a tremendous amount of gay men and women mm-hmm. in dog breeding and showing.
Well, then you need to ask your question, and why are there no lipstick lesbians in dog breeding?
Yeah, that might be the more specific question.
Well, is your partner also a lipstick lesbian?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
Well, then why don't you have a webcam or something? Obviously. Let's talk to Tony on line one. She's calling from Pasadena. Renee is our guest. It's Ask a Lipstick Lesbian. Hi, Tony. You're on the air.
Hey.
Hi there. What's your question?
I was hearing her talk about being married and being a lesbian, and she left her husband.
Mm-hmm.
How did you do that?
Uh-oh.
Are
you married currently?
Are you mm-hmm. contemplating?
And you have kids?
No.
You don't have kids. Okay, good.
But you have a girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay. Does he know?
No.
Okay. How should she go forward, Renee?
Probably be honest. Tell your, you know, you're not going to be happy with him, and you're going to make him miserable, and cheating on him is going to break his heart. So I would say, you know, if you feel that you're a lesbian, then you should probably leave your husband.
Let yep. him go find someone who really wants him.
Do you want us to call him? Because we provide that service. No?
Renee. Tony?
Go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say, Renee, shouldn't it be her duty to break him off at least one threesome as like a door prize before he hits the road?
Just a way of soothing the problem.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Tony. Good luck with that. How was the conversation with your husband? Was it something that you hinted at for a while leading up to, or did you just kind of like out of the blue one day surprise him with the news?
Well, I think like any couple, when you're with someone so long, they know you, you know, and
right.
he sensed it. And
plus you kept saying no to sex.
You know, it wasn't really that I didn't like having sex with him. It's just that wasn't where I felt most comfortable.
Right.
So he knew it was coming. So when it came, I still think it was horrible for him.
He knew something was right. wrong. He just wasn't sure what it was.
He didn't want to hear it either.
Yeah.
So
that's a tough situation because you need to do what's best for you. And at the same time, he needs to do what's best for him, and both people end up kind of hurt.
Right.
It's tough, isn't it?
Right.
I have a question. We always talk about the difference between communication with men and women, the way that we communicate with each other, which really makes relationships difficult.
Because we guys have no idea what you're talking
you
about.
You guys are idiots.
Right.
So do you think you have an advantage just because you're both women in terms of your relationship?
In terms of expressing our feelings, yes.
And understanding each other.
But let's also remember we're two women. And
so there's that disadvantage.
I mean, you've seen two sisters or, you know, it can be kind of a
right
cat fight.
Okay. Because it probably evens out in the end.
Let's go to Ann, who is calling from Huntington Beach. Good morning, Ann.
Hi.
Hi, Ann.
Renee lives in Huntington Beach. Ann calling from Huntington Beach has a question.
Yes. My question is, a lot of times I'll go out to bars at night in Huntington. I find that it's really hard to meet, like, lipstick lesbians. For some reason, it's always girls who are getting drunk, and basically they just want to get friendly. So So I'm curious, you know, what's the best way to go about meeting women?
Are there clubs or anything like that?
Not in Huntington. I mean, Huntington is...
You have to go to L.A.?
Just go to Long Beach. Long Beach has a huge lesbian community.
That's true.
And as far as, like, do you ever, like, do people go the online route to find, you know, girls to be with? Or is it, you know,
online?
I just find it's kind of hard to do it, like, out in the bar scene.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of online dating sites you can go to. I know most of my friends... I'm not on MySpace, but I know a lot of them are on MySpace doing their thing there. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, good luck with that, Ann.
Okay.
Send pictures if you meet someone.
Okay.
Thank you, bye.
Let's talk to Gredma in Downey, only because her name is Gredma, and I just, I'll never forgive myself if I don't have the opportunity to say hello to her.
Gredma.
Hi there.
Your name is Gredma?
Yes, it's Gredma, my mom.
G-R-E-D-M-A.
Yep.
Awesome.
Okay.
That's the best name ever.
What's your question for Renee?
Oh, hi. I had a question to her as a lipstick lesbian. I wanted to know how she feels as a lesbian being over-sexualized in the media, because it seems like every time a lesbian is spotlighted in the media, like with the L word or anything like that, it's just kind of an opportunity for heterosexual men to just stare and, you know.
You hear this? You know,
in other words, you think the ones on TV and in the movies are a little one note, a little high amped on the sex, and maybe not as well rounded as a real person would be.
Yeah.
So what?
There's nothing wrong with sexuality. I just think that it's hard to be taken seriously as a lesbian if you're always seen as a sexual object.
Okay, that's a good question. Well,
that kind of doesn't. It's not just lesbians; it's all women. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I happen to actually like the L word, and I think it's done a lot for the community, but. I can see your point, but I don't think it's any different for lesbians than it is for most women.
Yeah, I have to agree, actually.
Thank you, Gredma. Gone. Oh, she already hung up. I want Gredma to be a part of the show full time.
That's a hard name to say.
It is.
Gredma.
Renee, did you want to come in today because there is a message or something that you wanted to get out there that you don't think is commonly understood about lesbians or lipstick lesbians?
I don't think there's a message particularly. I just wanted to come in and talk about it because I get the same questions over and over. And I thought maybe if somebody came out, we could get a little bit more of these men educated. So, or women for that matter. But
so what are the common ones that we haven't addressed?
What's the number one that you get?
Oh, the number one is, are you sure you're a lesbian?
And that's drunk.
Well, I could turn you.
That's drunk, guys. Yeah, Bean told her during the commercial break that he could turn her if he was here.
Well, she's just lucky I'm not down there because it'd be trouble at home for her. You know what I'm saying?
You don't have to tell us. We see that on a daily basis.
Isn't that interesting, though, because people rarely say to a heterosexual, are you sure? Are you positive that that's how you feel?
We say that to Mike, but not normal. I mean, not normally, right?
Right.
So that's what most people say, huh?
And your answer is?
My answer is yes. And like, well, how do you know? And I always say... Well, for me, I don't think this is for all lesbians. For me, it's not that having sex with men is horrible.
Right.
I always thought, well, I guess I could, you know, be married as long as I could have that girl on the side, which is not a way to live. But I know that I could never give up women, but I can give up men.
Okay.
That's how I know.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Bean could turn you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm scared.
As are most straight women that I meet, too, by the way. Well, I think that has been educational and entertaining, then. I'm glad that we had this conversation.
Definitely.
And I'll look forward to round two on Monday's show.
Coming back, right?
Renee's coming back, right? She's full time. She's going to start doing traffic, right? I hope.
Thank you, Renee, for coming in. We appreciate it.
All right. Chris Stenzel, who is the owner and tattoo artist for White Lotus Tattoo in Laguna Hills, whitelotustattoo.com is the site, has been busy as a bee the last hour and a half or so in the other room doing a tattoo for K-Rock Mr. Jeff, who is now apparently finished and joins us in studio. Good morning, Jeff.
How you doing?
Well, we're good.
Jeff sounds so depressed.
How you doing, Jeff?
I was good up until about, a couple minutes ago.
What happened a couple minutes ago, Jeff?
Apparently, you guys contacted... my lovely, beautiful, gorgeous, understanding wife.
Yes, your better half. We talked to her. And she's thrilled. April, good morning.
Good morning.
Your husband is here.
I was looking at the webcast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why is it so large?
Well,
that's what she said.
That was my question, too, because I would think that if you're going to get a tattoo like that, you would make it as small as possible. It goes from like the bottom of your knee to your heel almost.
Good looking out, Kevin.
Yeah, nice work. Yeah. I'm just saying.
And especially of Rodney.
Oh, come
well, there's
on
a lot
now.
Of detail it is, that
it is
had
life
to be
size.
Included.
It is life size, actually.
We had to do it that way because of the lettering on the jersey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we had to do it that way.
It is very detailed. It's got a lot going on there. Our artist, Paul Lee, put it together. He put a lot of work into it, so we wanted to make sure you could see everything.
Now, I have a question for you, April. Did you, while you were on the phone with your lovely husband, call him an effing idiot?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Okay. Wouldn't be the first time.
I was told I couldn't say that on the air.
You
though,
can't.
So
you can say effing, but not the other word. Now, wow, look at that tattoo. You guys got to go to the sites page. Go to krock.com, Kevin and Bean, sites, and look at the picture of Rodney smoking a pipe in an Eagles jersey. It's just spectacular.
Are the pink bunny slippers there, too?
Oh, yeah. On, okay. the, on the Walk of Fame star.
They
so,
did a beautiful
April,
job.
Yeah. You knew about this wager ahead of time, and you knew as the season was winding down and it was getting to the point where the Saints did not have as good a record as the Eagles in the regular season. You knew that he lost the bet and that he was up for this, right?
I knew he was going to go through with it. But the thing is that, you know, if you're going to pick a team, you need to pick a good team,
well,
you know?
That would help. That would help if you're going to bet on him.
Okay, and then he's sitting there getting a tattoo to boot,
yeah.
And he's not getting paid today. And now he owes another friend $200 because that friend picked the Patriots over his team.
Wow.
You bet against the Patriots with the Saints?
No. What it was
somebody
we all pick a team.
800 number to call.
We, yeah, my right. friend takes loves Oakland.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so our bet normally is whoever's got a better season at
jeez,
the end.
You could have cleaned up on that
yeah,
bet.
Well, he decides to pick the Patriots.
I see.
Ah.
Ouch.
So, April, you're happy.
Oh, I'm just. Yes.
Now, when Jeff, by the way, I'd like to point out again, we forgot about the bet. Jeff contacted us and said, hey, Ralph, our teams are playing over the holidays or whatever, and remember the bet.
He tried to up the ante to include a steak dinner in this, too, by the way.
Have you heard of 15 Minutes of Fame?
Yes.
That's what I think is going on here.
Oh, really? So he did it for that reason?
Well, I don't know, but he's very needy.
Honestly.
he's a bad gambler.
Yeah. April, I do have to come home. Remember that.
Yeah. He, wow.
What do you think? Here's his 11-year-old son. What do you think, Lane? Dad, you're crazy.
Yeah. There you go. Out of the mouths of babes.
But we didn't come up with the Rodney idea till yesterday.
I thought the K-Rock with the wings, I thought that looked really nice.
Yeah, yeah. Nice, but if boring. That's what you're going for, we are going for comedy. Rodney smoking a pipe, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't know who drew that, but they're
yeah, that
they're
was
pretty good.
A friend of ours, Paul Lee.
It was Mike's idea, though.
Psycho Mike's
was,
idea. Yeah,
excellent likeness.
Well, so, April, you're thrilled then, is what you're saying.
I'm sorry?
You're thrilled then, that's what you're saying.
I just don't let me see it. Please don't wear shorts.
Ever?
It's not very sexy, you know, it's not very manly.
Does he have to wear jeans to bed?
I mean, the man has skulls and stuff all over him, and then you look down his leg and you see that.
Yeah. That's the thing that's going to turn you off. It's not the skulls. Well. It's Rodney.
Yeah, he's frightening. Listen, April, before you go, and you got a good sense of humor, I can tell you're playing along and everything's going to be fine. You're just pretending to be angry for the radio, and I get all that. And that's fine.
Well,
I understand from Jeff this morning that you're a Redskins fan. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Why don't,
wow, a little defensive right there.
And I know that you're a big Kevin and Bean fan, too. Why don't you make the same deal with me about the Redskins-Seahawks game tomorrow that Jeff made with Ralph? Why don't we make that same deal so that if the Seahawks win, you get to come hang out on the Kevin and Bean show all day?
And if they lose, then Bean gets a tattoo.
Bean gets a tattoo.
No, the other way around.
Rodney Bingenheimer in a Redskins jersey on Bean's leg.
April can get a tattoo if the Seahawks win, and then if the Redskins win, you get to come and hang out on the show all day. Same kind of bet your brilliant husband made.
Do it, April. Do it.
Are you crazy?
We'll have Paul change Rodney to a girl.
I mean, I have faith in the Redskins because we killed Dallas, but I mean, I don't think I can get a big tattoo.
Doesn't sound like you've got
you're
faith.
You're not an idiot like your husband.
Oh, thanks.
Doesn't sound like faith to me.
It doesn't have to be a big tattoo, April. Just do it.
No, not like
you
that.
You can get the tiny little K-Rock tattoo. You can get that one that you liked.
Guys, for a long time now.
Oh, come on, April.
She's on to us. She's on to us.
She's gonna treat
us like
that.
I just thought maybe Dom ran the family. That's all. I was just trying to pull one off on April, but I guess I'm not going to be able to.
I got to tell you, after meeting Jeff, Jeff is very cool.
Yes, he is. And April sounds very cool, too.
Yes.
Thank you.
But there's going to be a giant fight tonight, and we apologize for that.
Yeah, there is. But April.
Well, we love you guys. Okay, we love you guys, though.
And I know that you were sick. You had the flu. You couldn't come down. And I know that you're the big fan, and that's one of the reasons why Jeff wanted to do this. But if it's okay with the guys, I'd like to invite you to stop by some other time just to say hi and see the place if you care to.
I would
so love that. You know,
no, I'm out.
Oh, you guys.
I'm out. She doesn't see the
That's
comedy.
Not the bet.
She doesn't see the comedy in Rodney. I'm out.
Hey, the flu thing. Have you heard of the brown bag flu?
Yes, but. Why do we need those details, Jeff?
The brown bag flu is having a few too many cocktails.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I see. I didn't
realize
that.
Kevin was thinking of the brown eye flu.
Something completely different.
I'm thinking of the catheter bag flu. Or the
no.
Oh, look, there's at me bag
There's
flu.
An actual picture of the tattoo now up online. Yeah. You can see his leg with the tattoo of Rodney smoking a pipe. That's the best thing I've ever seen. April, you're welcome to come by anytime.
I would love it.
Thank you.
All right, you guys. Take care.
See you, sweetie.
Bye.
Thank you, Jeff.
No problem.
You're an idiot.
K-Rock World Tour 2008. Your favorite K-Rock bands on Six Cousins. Destination 1.
Bonjour, this is Mike Shinoda from the Linkin Park. Listen to K-Rock and you can come hang with us in Paris.
Paris. Let's go to the Louvre.
Be caller 20 and you'll get tickets to see us March 4th at Staples Center here in L.A. Everything you say to me.
Listen for your name Monday morning.
K-Rock World Tour 2008, destination number one. You in Linkin Park in Paris. Caller 20 wins.
800-520-1067.
Linkin Park next on K-Rock. It's 8:50 now, Friday morning. Time for traffic with Lisa May.
The update is brought to you by IKEA. Christmas tree on the Pomona Freeway, the 60 eastbound approaching Phillips Ranch Road. Watch for that in the number 3 lane. 91 eastbound before Bellflower Boulevard. A ladder was dropped in the number 2 lane. That's the lane next to the fast lane. And there's an injury accident in Moore Park with a car that overturned West 118 before Collins. The left lane is now blocked. The rain coming in this afternoon, continuing through Sunday. Highs will be in the upper 50s and low 60s. Hurry in now for the IKEA winter sale. Save 20 to 60% off select items throughout the store. Visit IKEA in Burbank, Carson, Covina, and Costa Mesa or www.ikea-usa.com. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
You must listen to famous homosexuals Kevin and Bean on world famous K-Rock. Yeah, here we go for the 100th time. Hand grenade pins in every line. Throw them up and let something shine. Going out of my f***ing mind. Filthy mouth, no excuse. Find a new place to hang this noose. String me up from atop these roofs. Tied it tight so I won't get loose. Truth is you can stop and stare. Run myself out and no one cares. Dug the trench out, lay down there with a shovel up out of reach somewhere. Yeah, someone pour it in. Make it a dirt dance floor again. Say your prayers and stop it out when they bring that chorus in.
I bleed it out, digging deeper just to throw it.
A sloppy flow, shotgun opera locked and low. Cock it back and then watch it go. Mama help me, I've been cursed. Death is rolling in every verse. Candy paint on his brand new hearse. Can't contain him, he knows he works. This
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Your chance to win a trip to Paris to see Linkin Park.
Bonjour.
It's coming up very soon. You qualify by getting the tickets to the Staples Center show, which is March 4th. And the tickets for that, if you want to buy them, go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
That chance to win them very soon, by the way, happened about 3 minutes ago.
And yes.
I want to congratulate Mike Williams from Sylmar. He is going to the Staples Center show, and we may call his name out again on Monday morning when we do the grand prize drawing to send someone to France for destination number one of the K-Rock World Tour 2008. It is 8:54. Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat for a Friday. Good morning, Ralph.
That's all I can talk about today. Britney Spears taken to Cedars-Sinai Hospital early this morning after the police showed up at her house late last night in her ongoing custody dispute with ex-husband Kevin Federline. Britney was supposed to turn over her two children to Kevin when he showed up at around 7 p.m. last night. She refused. About an hour went by, and the Federline camp called the police in. They came around 8 o'clock. After about a three-hour standoff, she finally gave up the kids, and that's when police stepped in, thinking that she was a nut loaf, called an ambulance, and they put her on a gurney, and they took her down to the psych ward at Cedars on a 5150, as they say, which means that police believe she was one of three things: a danger to herself, a danger to her to others, or incapable of caring for herself any longer.
Wow.
So she's off her nut.
I know this is probably an unanswerable question, but do we know why she was so adamant about not giving the kids back last night?
Yeah, I believe it's because she's crazy.
I don't think we know why anything with her. I mean, why with everything she does?
This is a strange question, Ralph. But you know why that guy on the street corner with the 4-foot-long beard is pooping in his own shoe and talking into a beer bottle? Yes, Bean, I think we know the answer to that. Mental illness.
Crazy.
Okay.
And Brittany looked like she was doing so well, too, because earlier yesterday she finally showed up to court after they asked her to come in 5 times.
Yeah.
She finally showed up for a deposition.
On time, right? And ready to report?
Oh, no. She was about 2 hours late. Mm. It was supposed to go from 9:45 yesterday morning until about 11:45. She showed up at 11:32.
I don't even know why they wait for her.
I don't either.
You know,
yeah, they're really kidding themselves,
aren't
they?
The
sixth time. They must have been calling them saying, "We're on our way." Seriously, we're on our way. But
so the deposition lasted about 14 minutes, and the court feels perhaps they didn't get all the answers they were looking for in the originally planned 2-hour deposition.
How long is it going to take?
Brittany, bitch.
How long is it going to take her to get back in to finish that deposition? It took her 6 times
to get there.
To start
14
it.
Minutes. That rate, she's going to have to go about 16 more times.
Have we called Jesse at Team Brittany? Have we phoned her this morning?
I don't know that. We're going to.
Okay.
Lightning says in my ear she's been contacted. So we'll talk to her on Monday.
She's been
contacted.
Good.
What's her story going to be? Let's predict what she's
going to
say.
What is the same as always? Media. That's media blowing everything out of attention.
If you go follow a lot of mothers around, she's no worse than any other mother, and a lot of mothers endanger their children and get taken to psych wards and hospitals. Happens all the time. Meanwhile, Brittany's little sister, Jamie Lynn, who is 16 and pregnant. By a still-to-be-confirmed and determined father.
They're saying it's the boyfriend.
Yeah, but they're also saying it could be one of her bosses over at Nickelodeon.
Ew.
We don't have a definitive answer to that. She's got her own problems. The London Sun tabloid says that although she has filmed and completed a fourth season of her TV series Zoe 101 over at Nickelodeon, there's a potential that it may be canceled. That perhaps the Nickelodeon network doesn't think that a pregnant 16-year-old star is the kind of television show they necessarily want to air on their network for children.
So they shot an entire season they might not use?
Fourth season has been completed, yeah, but they may not use it.
Why?
It's good that they got it in the can before she started showing, though.
Yeah, that is good. They can pretend that Zoe's not knocked up.
That's true.
Well, let me ask Kevin, who happens to have kids in the age group that would watch a show like this on Nickelodeon.
They like that show.
Would they care whether in real life the actress who stars in the show is pregnant, or would they just watch the show because they enjoy it?
I don't think they'd care.
Would it make a difference?
Would you
care?
Would you as a parent care if they were watching
that? I don't think so.
That.
I think it would bring up the conversation, which would probably be good to have with your kids. Don't you think? I don't think it would bother me.
You think Nickelodeon fears some sort of a boycott or some sort of advertiser dropout or something like that?
Isn't every decision in the business world these days made from fear?
Yeah,
out of what everyone's going to do and say and the complaints and blah, blah, blah. Our company does the same.
I would like to hear the conversation Kevin has with his two young daughters about teenage pregnancy and premarital sex. I would like to be there to witness that.
I am the world's biggest hypocrite. I find myself saying stuff, and I go, wow. Wow. I should not be. Yeah. Wow. I
say, Daddy, is she, what is that? What does that mean when she's pregnant at 16? I am not getting a picture in my mind. That's what Kevin would say.
Don't mention that whore to me.
That's all he would say. And Brittany would like her sister to move in with her.
Oh, great. That's what she needs.
She thinks while Jamie's, you know, going through the pregnancy, Brittany could be there as big sis to kind of help her out.
Why?
Lynn Spears is said to be against the idea. Mom may think that Brittany could be a bad influence on Jamie Lynn.
Does she? Huh.
She wrote a book. She hasn't already.
I mean, she knows what she's doing.
Lynn
she wrote
does, a book. Does have a book on parenting that she's still shopping around, so I'd love to read that.
Me too.
It's probably like a pamphlet more than a book.
yeah, exactly. I love what Harvey from TMZ.com told us on Monday, Ralph, and that is that when they made the announcement in OK Magazine that Jamie Lynn was pregnant, they also announced that she's already sold the photographs of the newborn for like $1 million. So maybe this is all part of Lynn Spears' master plan on how to be a good parent, is to figure out ways to whore out your kids for cash.
There has been an ongoing series of sources close to the family that say Lynn treats her kids like piggy banks.
Wow. Uh-huh.
That she's constantly looking for the financial angle at everything that do at every level.
There's your title, by the way, whoring out your kids for cash.
Yep.
Right.
I like it.
My kids are piggy banks. Lynn Spears.
Bestseller.
Yeah. As you can imagine, Kevin Federline's lawyers are already jumping on this latest development. About a half an hour ago, I guess, Mark Vincent Kaplan, KFED's lawyer, scurried into court to ask Commissioner Gordon to strip Brittany of her visitation rights, at least for the time being.
Why?
Nobody thinks that there will be much of an argument in that courtroom.
Yeah.
And that the commissioner will see Kaplan's point. Meanwhile, Trope and Trope, who recently withdrew as Brittany's counsel, will be in the courtroom representing her side of the case. That's who you want representing you. They've lawyers that have quit on you already.
Why?
Well, she doesn't have any. It just happened yesterday. They just quit yesterday. And right. She doesn't have any new counsel, so I guess out of a sense of sort of obligation, they are willing to represent her one last time in
nice of them.
Their hearing. So,
now, who will be there from Trope and Trope? Do you know yet, Ralph?
I think Trope's going to go in.
What Good. Happened to Trope? I thought he was going.
No.
Last time Trope went in, things went terribly wrong, so yeah. Trope has to go in this time.
So Trope will be there.
Okay.
One of the Tropes.
I'd like to also point out, by the way, that Kevin Federline shows up for all the depositions, has had the same legal team all along, isn't on any kind of drugs and alcohol, isn't in Cedars-Sinai emergency room.
Big scam.
Has never been strapped to a gurney.
Still a douchebag.
Nope. Yeah, he's a douchebag. It doesn't mean there's a lot of parents who are douchebags.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a difference between just being a douchebag and being a danger to your children and yourself. So, in comparison, he does look like St. K-Fed.
So far.
That's all I'm saying, except for that haircut.
I'd
bring him up on charges for the mohawk.
Why the haircut?
Mohawk, yeah.
Other than that. Today's celebrity birthdays, Julia Ormond. Very beautiful and talented British actress. She was in Sabrina and...
Sabrina
she was in. I remember
she
Sabrina.
Was she in... you may not know.
Legends of the Fall,
in,
I think she was in as well.
Smilia's Sense of Snow, was that her too?
The hell are you talking about?
Yes, I think it was.
Because she was great in that.
Whose Sense of Smell?
Smilia.
Yeah.
Yeah, Smilia. Is that what it's called? Yeah. Smilia's Sense of Snow?
Mm-hmm.
Smilla.
The great movie from about 5 years ago.
What kind of name is Smilia?
It was a Swedish thing.
Yeah. Well, stop it.
Did Death play chess with someone in your favorite film there,
No,
Bean?
But I watched that movie over vacation.
I'm sure you did.
That's very... you're adding to the show a lot, Bean, by asking about a super obscure movie if she was in it.
Lisa even saw it, for God's sakes. We're talking about movies that Julia Ormond
was in.
It sounded like Ralph was having trouble...
5 years ago called Smilia.
Smilia Sense of Snow. It was a really good movie.
All Lisa watches Brothers and Sisters. You were going to her for backup?
I'm just saying it's not so obscure that I'm the only person who's heard of it, for God's sakes. Lisa went to see it, too. That's all.
Why?
Yeah. And I'm not the only one who watches Brothers and Sisters either.
There's no show called Brothers and Sisters.
You're supposed to back me
can't
now.
Do both,
I just back you.
Yeah, you back him, he just turns on you. Turns on you like a squealer in prison.
Well, I'm not going to lie. Lisa's a lying liar who lies. I'm not.
Dave
no,
Foley.
There's rain. Go
Dave
ahead.
Foley from News Radio is 45 years old today. And Michael Stipe, singer for REM, is 48 years old today. He is...
yoked out.
That tattoo kind of looks like Stipe with a wig, now that I think about it. When I think about the new tattoo that listener Jeff just got. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Sweet music right there. That's That's genius.
Nothing better than driving down, you know, the PCH with your windows down, cranking that.
By the way, speaking of the Radiohead, it's the Kevin Amin Show on K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's 9:09. Speaking of the Radiohead, that album that was released internet only because they were going to stick to the man,
right?
Available in stores this week. It came out on Tuesday. So you can now actually go down to the store and buy In Rainbows if you want. So they're giving you that option.
I have a question for Lisa May, if I might.
Okay.
Why do you continue to lie to us about the rain? Yesterday.
Yeah, what's in it for you with predicting a storm that never comes?
This afternoon, the world is going to end. It's going to rain. Nothing yesterday.
It
nothing.
Makes me
few
laugh.
Clouds. Nothing else.
It's stalled, Kevin. You don't. And I am.
You're saying again today.
Meteorologist.
This afternoon.
And according to my satellite photos that I get in my home, the storm stalled overnight.
I see.
That was the problem.
Might it stall today? Or
It slowed down and yet is gathering strength.
Okay.
So when it hits, and my friend, it's going to hit.
When?
It's going to be huge.
Okay.
When?
Sometime between now
and August.
Sunday.
Way to narrow it down for us. Well, look, we didn't really want to embarrass you or put you on the spot, even though you are a lying liar who lies, who keeps insisting it's going to rain. But we do have an expert standing by, and I think you know who I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, from KBC Channel 4, Doug Kriegel, once again, out on the street, covering Storm Watch 2008. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We're very good. How are you today?
I'm excellent. Covering Storm Watch 2008. And I want to thank the lying whore you work with.
Right.
That's why I'm standing on Ventura Boulevard.
Because I said it was going to rain?
Somebody at NBC heard Lisa May say it was going to rain, and now I'm standing here, dry, up to my balls in sandbags.
So this is what Channel 4 does, is they have team coverage around the Southland, regardless of what the weather is, if there's even a whiff that there may be one raindrop, right?
Absolutely. I am on constant call the minute there is any sign of precipitation.
Right.
I have to get into the weather van and stand out here.
You have a weather van?
That's what I call my car.
But why don't they call you when it starts raining? I don't know what the story is now.
Because we want to be the first local news station to cover the scoop of the storm.
Okay. But Doug, we've all seen rain. We all understand that it's water coming out of the sky.
But how do you stay dry?
Oh, right, please ask people on the street that. That's the best.
But I think most people understand the concept of rain. We don't really need the first raindrop that hits the pavement to be on television.
We need to get the angle of the man in the street. How are they getting around with the rain?
The same way they did before, Doug.
How are they staying dry?
Umbrella?
Do they find it's wetter than usual?
Yes. I can answer all these questions for you. You don't need to.
Could you come down here so I can interview you? No one seems to want to talk about rain that doesn't exist because a lying whore in the radio said it was going to rain.
It will sometimes.
Just so hang on, Doug. Just hold your ground.
Don't move. Then don't go to the bathroom, for God's sake. You might miss it.
Well, if I wet my pants, at least there'll be some moisture around here.
And then you can do some interviews about
then
that.
And I can just use the sandbags to sop it up.
Well, good luck with that, Doug.
Thank you. Bye now.
Kevin, please explain, I may be dumb here, but I can't get my head around this. Please explain Dasmin to me again. How does that work?
Dasmin is Dave, the King of Mexico.
Okay,
and
I know Dave.
Yasmin, Miss Double December 2006.
Oh, I know Yasmin too. Okay, so what's the deal with them? They're friends?
Supposedly they got together twice over the holidays for...
Got together meaning they saw a movie or...
For a little,
had a
little sex.
Dave and Yasmin.
Yes. Oh,
that is Beauty and the Beast like never before is what that is.
How dare
come
you.
Come on now.
How do you not talk about like Yasmin that? Like that.
Yeah. Listen to the latest batch of emails that has come in on this topic, because our listeners are as unprepared for this news in 2008 as we are. Everybody thinks it's some sort of a giant hoax, like somehow this is going to be leading up to a reveal on April 1st that we were all taken for a ride. But apparently Dave and Yasmin claim it's still true. Here's one from Craig this morning. Okay, I am in disbelief sitting here. How the hell did Dave score with Yasmin? I'm looking at the picture on KRock.com. He's a load of dung sitting next to a beautiful flower. Yasmin is like mother freaking Teresa for having sex with that idiot. Ugh.
Oh, stop it.
It's Craig in Pasadena. Here's
Dave's
another.
A good guy.
Why all the haterade in the air, man?
Why does everyone hate you?
Because you got a chick that they couldn't.
That's right.
That's why. Because you're pulling about 4 points beyond where you ought to be pulling. That's why, Dave. Guys, I want to send a message regarding about this yesterday with Dave and Yasmin, but I couldn't stomach it. Every time I started to write, I felt ill. Yeah. Look, I know Dave is fat. He's in a dead-end job. He likes queer emo trends like fingerless gloves, and he's a fan of the Clippers.
That's
true. How on earth did he manage to score with a former Miss Double D? Look, the thought that he could score with an ugly chick without paying for it baffles me and disgusts me, but her, my number one concern is the integrity of you and your station. As a former Miss Double December continues to represent all of you, if she's making these sort of choices, she's disgracing your station and the institution that is Miss Double D, plus all of you on a personal basis as well.
How dare you.
Rather than bringing it up and bragging about it on the air, you guys should be hanging your heads in shame, just as I am for having heard the news on the radio this week. Way to start the new year. Thanks for nothing, chumps, says Ryan. So he's just disappointed.
All these people are jealous, man.
He doesn't have anything to believe in anymore. That's now that Dave. The Miss Double D name has been disgraced like
jealousy
this.
Jealousy is an ugly, ugly thing, people.
Stop hating, please.
Dave, the no game game. That's what you call
the
it.
No game game. Yeah.
He used to have no confidence in it. Now, after this, endless confidence. He's going to write a book, I think, called The No Game Game.
Yep.
And basically, you don't have games so much that you turn on a chick.
Yep.
That's how you do it. You're
so non-threatening.
So don't have game.
That bam, you're there.
Boom, there she is. You're safe, and you get it. The no game game. And I am shocked by this, as everyone else is. Ralph has just joined us. It's kind of like September 11th in a way, because you see the planes fly to the buildings. You go, I don't believe that just happened. I have to watch it again 1,000 times just to kind of get my head around it. And that's
because you
happened.
Think it's a hoax.
Yes.
That's why.
Well, the problem, the reason everyone hates Dave is because it happens and then he gets all arrogant about it. Like he has something to do with it. That's right. It's because I'm awesome. No, because I've got to write because everyone loves me because I am so cool.
I forgot about this conversation off the air yesterday in the office. Bean, Ralph, I don't remember who, was saying, Dave, I think it was Bean, Dave, admit that it was a surprise to you. Admit that you didn't see it coming, right. And at least there was that moment of, wow, I can't believe this is happening.
It goes into the anything can happen file. Right. That's where it belongs. No, because I got game, and I knew it was going to happen, because she just, you know, everybody loves me, and I knew I could do it.
I saw it coming, and we said, honestly.
So the guy sitting at the table in Vegas, right? And he doubles his bet on a whim. He's got $200 up there, and they deal him blackjack. He's like, yeah, that's right. I'm the man. He's like, no, you just got freaking lucky. That's
I earned
what happened.
It.
Everybody else is just jealous.
They're jealous. Welcome to the hater aid. Don't be jealous because I have game, non-game, game.
And by the way, remember this. I wanted to keep it quiet. You guys are the one that
brought it. That's why you texted people with it, because you wanted to keep it quiet.
I didn't make the first text. This man did right here. Mike did.
You're still capable of not responding when he does a text. You could just keep your text shut.
Did you or did you not text Bean to say who's making out with Yasmin, you or me?
That was just to be funny.
You don't know how this show works? We keep that to ourselves all the time. Is that what we do, Dave?
Yeah, that's my
By the way, when Dave texted me in the middle of banging Miss Double D, I thought to myself, he's texting and banging at the same time. He is using all of his thumbs right now.
I saw it coming. I saw that coming. So I was able to text ahead of time and then just hit send.
let me just defend Dave, if I might. There's a lot of how could you possibly sleep
you
with
know what
her?
The answer is so you're right. I got lucky, guys. A little bit of humility would go a that's long all, way that's in this all situation. We're
asking for. He's a little defensive because people are attacking so hard. That's all.
How about they're like, yeah, man, I lucked out. Isn't it great? Isn't this great?
There is the grace of God. Is your attitude, Dave?
I'm just saying.
We know what you're saying.
I didn't want any of this attention. I'm cool, man. So. I'm good.
And you're saying all this, but explain the song, Dave. Then how did you record this song? That if you're not bragging,
well, I had to do a song, you know.
You know, the listener called up and suggested that he do a song, and he did a song called "Bringing Mexi Back."
Yeah,
and we think you'll like it.
I'm bringing Mexi back.
Yeah.
Somehow I got Yasmin into the sack.
Yeah.
Even though she has tattoos on her back.
Yeah.
She gave me some, cause I'm a Mac.
Yeah. Tell them about your game.
Don't need game, got fingerless gloves. Don't need game, got an emo sweater. Don't need game, I can barely speak English.
Barely speak it.
I'm king of Mexico.
Yeah.
You know I bang. All them hoes, when they need pee-pee, they know where to go. They go to King of Mexico.
Tell them who's the man.
a wolf. Tony Game got plenty of foreskin. Tony Game, just like the Clippers. Hey, he's king of Mexico. Kevin and Bean, they think I don't got game. But the hoes, they keep coming back for more. That's right. Go get yourself a pair of fingerless gloves. And we out.
Yeah, she told him she thought the fingerless gloves were cute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's all he needed to hear. Now he's trying to start a trend.
Those were the deal breaker. That was the deal breaker.
It was the deal breaker?
Yeah. Break the deal. Yeah.
Be a deal maker, yeah. Not a deal breaker.
Why can't
that would
you
be a
deal English?
Closer, maybe you're looking for instead of a deal
whatever.
Breaker.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever. I don't barely care.
928.
I just know how to push a girl's buttons.
1-800-520-1067. Your call's on the air right now for Kevin Amin's What It Do, Nephew.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
So, what it do,
what it do, nephew.
Here is the deal. You get on the air, you get a prize for Kevin Amin's What It Do, and today it's a brand new What It Do t-shirt along with the Bourne Ultimatum on DVD. That was, how great a series was that?
I love
all three
those.
Movies were great on
yep.
that.
Got progressively better, which you never yeah. see in a trilogy.
And director Paul Greengrass, of course, is amazing. And who would have ever thought ahead of that series that Matt Damon would be the action hero of the 21st century?
No kidding.
Skinny little Matt Damon. But anyway, you get both of those things.
Got a couple lines open if you want to get through. Let's begin with Oscar in Covina talking about a little football. As you know, this weekend there are four playoff games, two on Saturday, two on Sunday. The Patriots aren't playing yet, but what's your question, Oscar?
What's up with Tom Brady?
What? Yeah.
Doing those stinky Stetson Cologne ads in Men's Fitness.
Yeah, he says
what
that.
What is that stuff?
$9
a bottle?
I haven't seen that. What is
he
that?
He says in a recent interview we did that was replayed on 60 Minutes that he only does endorsement deals. They said, why don't you do more commercials and stuff like Peyton? He goes, I only do endorsement deals for things I really believe in. And I was thinking in the back of my head, Stetson Cologne? Really? That's what you truly believe in? That's stinking
like
crap?
Philip Rivers doing a big Special K or a Kmart commercial.
That's right. It's low rent.
I don't like him. He seems like a pretty
Brady?
Boy.
Yeah,
just
he's a douchebag.
I don't know. He just bugs me. I know he's great, and he is great, but he's a robot, so what are you going to do?
Douchebag.
Yeah.
But doesn't it seem like he ought to be getting all the big endorsement money instead of guys like Eli Manning and people like that who are
he's got
tons of commercials?
He's got no personality.
I wish our phones hadn't just gone completely dead. That'd be cool.
Really?
Is that really what happened?
Yes.
Now, my line looks like it's still working. Nope, now mine's down too.
I heard that distinctive click
yeah.
sound. And
everything went away. No lights,
thanks
no nothing.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
But, you know, Manning's got personality plus.
He does.
That's
he's
why
funny.
They
he's
use
funny
him
dude,
in all
yeah.
the commercials, because he's great.
Sorry, guys.
But Eli, are you talking about Eli or his brother?
No, we're talking about Peyton.
Peyton Manning.
Peyton
yeah.
might
he's
be
funny.
The best on-screen athlete out there.
Yeah, Favre's funny, too, though.
Favre's funny.
Favre's okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's not Peyton. Peyton really is a personality. He's got a real charm about him. I think that's why people use him. It's like using Joe Namath back in the day. You know, it's like one of those guys with a personality that's just larger than life and delivers every time he's
in a
commercial.
I think it's an ESPN commercial where he goes in and sits in between the fans.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You know? He's so good. He's
I love funny. The one in the ESPN commercial where they're taking a tour, the family's taking a tour of the ESPN studios, and him and Eli are like hitting each other like two grade school kids picking on each other.
I don't think I've seen that one.
And the dad wheels around and gives him the eye, and they both stop and kind of look down the floor and everything. It's hysterical.
All right, dare we try the phones again?
Well, they're answering them slowly, it looks like.
I think
three-screen,
looks like it may be working.
Alex and Lightning just both yelled something in my ear, and I heard none of it.
Hey, got to put it on hold just 1 second. That's what you heard. Let's have open phone Friday. Let's just open the phones and just go through them and just hear what people have to say.
And don't...
Let's run the risk,
scream.
Man. Let's live live and large.
You're crazy. You're out of control.
Come on.
do line five because she's also calling about the Patriots with an unusual angle, one you haven't heard much in the media this season.
Allie in Upland, good morning.
Hi there.
Hi.
So basically, I don't like the Patriots, and I don't know why anyone likes them.
Well, they're really good.
They play
There's
good.
That.
They play good football.
Okay, they're good, but as soon as they, like, get off the field and they go into their lives, they're failures. Like, they really suck at everything.
What are you talking about?
What do you know about the Patriots that we don't?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
They're stupid.
What does that
give
mean?
Give us an example of how they're stupid.
Wes Welker has erectile dysfunction. I heard about it.
This guy goes to the Kevin School of arguments. Give us anything. Is there a player that's screwing up off the field or what?
No, well, maybe on the field they're okay, they're good and all, but I think
16-0. That's hardly okay or good.
But they're still stupid. Like, if you talk to them, they're retarded. They're on the other side of the country, which is the sucky part.
That's a good point.
Wait, hold on a second
here. Side of the country.
We're on the other side of the country, just so you know. That's where football started.
We're on this side of the country.
How dare you? We're here.
They're on the other side.
They're on this side. Now Beans turning into Ali.
Yeah, right.
All right, Ali.
How can you hate on them? Well, why not the Eagles? The Eagles.
Because they're bad.
Oh, they're not bad. Eagles, they're mediocre.
I would go for the Dolphins rather than the Patriots.
Okay, you don't like the Patriots.
You're just not even making any sense here.
Look.
Yeah, go.
Look, they're stupid, you guys.
I can understand if you don't like them because of whatever vibe they put off. I don't either really much.
Belichick's a dick.
He is, yeah.
And they have no personality as a team. They are sort of robotic and boring, so I can see why you wouldn't get passionate about them unless you came from the New England area. But you can hardly say they're stupid off the field because they never seem to get in any trouble. There's never any, you know.
He had no examples. When they get off the field, they're stupid.
In like, you know, University of Tennessee or somewhere, Florida, one of those places where everyone's constantly getting in gun battles and things.
Let's go to Marvin in Claremont. Good morning, Marvin.
Good morning.
What's going on?
How about that Orange Bowl? Do you guys see the coach on the team? He's walking back and forth. I swear it's a good thing they had medical on site because he was going to have a heart attack.
I don't think I saw the Orange Bowl.
He was about
700 pounds.
405 pounds.
Yeah. The coaches?
Yeah. The coaches.
You made, Andy Reid look slim.
The coach of who?
Who the heck was it? The Arkansas?
Kansas?
Yeah, Kansas.
Yeah. I think Mexico just told me. Yeah, Kansas. 405-pound coach. How awesome is that?
He's massive.
His neck is bigger around than his head is, I swear.
Fantastic. No, I missed that. Thank you for the call.
A lot of college football I'm missing. There's so many bowls. I mean, there's still bowl games going on.
Still, yeah.
There's still like seven more bowl games. Hey, you want to get an update on what K-Rock Lister Jeff's life is like now since he's got the Rodney tattoo an hour ago?
Sure.
Light 7.
Okay, yeah, there he is. All right. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, what's cracking? Long time no see.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
It's been a while.
What's happening?
Hey. How's divorce life, dude?
I just got out of Del Taco, and there's people taking pictures with their cell phones of my leg.
Oh, nice.
Sweet.
He's a celebrity.
Del Taco.
You have a famous leg.
Oh, God. It's hysterical.
If you haven't seen this picture, our friend Paul Lee drew it, and it's Rodney in an Eagles jersey smoking a pipe. In slippers, and it is fantastic. Go to krock.com, Kevin and Bean sites, and you'll see it. You need to make it your screensaver because it's or t-shirts or whatever because it's fantastic.
Jeff, it's one of the best tattoos I've ever seen in my life, man. You should be, rather than being embarrassed by it, you should be proud of it, my friend.
Oh, I'm wearing shorts for the rest of my life.
There you go.
Okay.
You go on tour. Take it on a mall tour.
Exactly. Let's go to line four because there's a listener on the line who has a crush on Psycho Mike. I thought might be interesting to hear that story.
That's sweet. Hi, is this Susie or Heather?
No, David.
David.
Oh, no. David.
Hi, David.
Right. Good morning.
Hey, David at West Covina.
Yeah, I think I got a pretty bad crush on Psycho Mike yesterday. I was to PMS yesterday. He called in. Yeah, it was the best.
He did, yeah.
His voice. Yeah.
He sang.
Good morning.
Psycho Mike called what? What happened
to him? PMS. He called Money and Petros.
Oh.
And what you sang the song, right?
I did. Fire Crotch. A little acapella Fire Crotch, yeah.
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 So you
didn't have him on the air a little bit more.
What's it, like moonlighting on other radio shows now? What the hell is that all about?
You know, Mike.
Done, not getting enough attention
look
in the morning.
Me,
he needs
me.
More attention in the afternoon.
All day.
He does. I'll give it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should.
David, take it. David, hold on. We'll give you his address right after the show.
No, I hope so.
All right.
Yeah. Can't wait.
You're going to have some
fun. All right, let's take one more call, and it's going to be line one. Nate is in Downey. And again, Nate is speaking. If he's calling, he's speaking for about 100,000 other listeners who have the same thought in their heads right now.
Nate, good morning.
How you doing?
Good. What did you do?
Well, pretty much, I don't believe Dave for one second.
Okay.
I personally think that, you know, Ralph, Lisa, everybody down at the studio, I think you guys need to have some physical proof, a videotape, a picture or something.
DNA swap.
I want to run Rape Kit on her.
We thought about that. That was one of our first thoughts was maybe they got together over the holidays and said, wouldn't it be funny if we told them?
Yeah, that's what I believe. I've heard of people doing it before.
Yeah,
it's
but
not
I...
not that hard to pull up.
I don't think Dave's a good actor.
I think
he's a good guy, and I think it could have happened. And,
well, come on. He likes the Clippers. You got to get...
Bad taste.
He's got to have proof.
Well, how good an actor does he have to be to just stick with the story and just repeat over and over again?
But
we really did
pretty
it.
Good details.
They did.
I thought.
Here's what we're going to do, Nate. We hear you. We feel the same thing. And Monday morning, we're going to bring in a lie detector. And we're going to have former Miss Double D Yasmin come into the studio. We're going to have Dave in. We're going to give him lie detector tests.
Well, I'll tell you this. How about if he loses that or fails the lie detector test, he has to get a Lakers tattoo?
Oh, I like it.
Nice.
Any
I like
tattoo would make him on die. His face.
He's not really a Clipper fan as much as he is a Laker hater. You know how that there's that.
I think the Lakers tattoo would probably fit perfect in his mind.
I'm with you.
Get him a tattoo of Chick Hearn smoking a pipe.
All right, so Monday morning, lie detector test.
Lie detector. Looking forward to that.
To put our minds at rest.
Here's the thing about the details, Lisa. Everything they say could have happened. Yep. They could have gone out that night, the fingerless gloves, who they were with, everything happened. And then the thing is, they got together tonight and they were drinking. They said, oh, let's say tonight we had sex. And then they just added that one part, so it's easy to remember all the details what really happened. The best lies are just slight variations on the truth.
I think Dave's a likable guy and good for
him.
We're
not saying he's not likable.
But I'm saying that's why she would do it. So I'm saying good for him.
I'm saying what's going to happen when she meets a guy she really wants to have sex with and date?
She will.
But then Dave.
He's not. He's cool.
He's going to be.
You think he's going to be devastated, Kevin?
Hanging back and forth from the shower curtain
ride. No, I don't think so. This is not his life savior. He wasn't about...
Then like a cicada, he goes back underground for another 15 years. He's got to wait for the next cycle. You know what I mean? It's a long
drought.
But
knowing that it's the hottest chick he'll ever have sex with in his whole life, when she goes away, he will break down. Really?
Well, then that's another problem.
He can't see this for the fluke it is?
We have to tell him the truth about that then, too.
I say good for Dave. I think it happened, but we are going to lie detector test them just so we have a little peace of mind.
All right. Let me thank our many, many guests on today's Kevin and Bean Show, including, speaking of man crushes, Andrew Siciliano. Ralph's boyfriend was here today from the Red Zone DirecTV channel. Alas, they are done for another year. But for next season, you ought to call DirecTV at 888-777-2454 or DirecTV.com. Also, thanks to Sustainable Dave for joining us on the show today. That's a superhero nickname. He's the listener who says he's not going to throw anything away for a year. Check out his website at SustainableDave.com. Keeping all of his garbage in a basement, Ralph. How about that?
That's going to smell good
August. Throwing it out, keeping a year's worth of garbage in his basement.
I hope
has a wife
lives
and two kids
in the valley in August. That's all I hope.
Yes, with no air conditioning. Yeah.
I want to thank KROQ listener Renee for coming in and being the representative for Ask a Lipstick Lesbian. I'm sorry to say she does not have a website. I wish she did. And thanks again to Chris Stencil. He is the owner and tattoo artist for the White Lotus Tattoo Shop, which is in Laguna Hills. You can go to whitelotustattoo.net for more information. Did a fantastic job. You ought to check out his work at KROQ.com and see the great tattoo that Jeff was talking about a minute ago.
We should try to get Harvey on Monday.
Ooh,
We should.
That's kind of an off-the-air comment, isn't it?
No. See if one of our listeners get a hold of Harvey Levin for us, Kevin.
Because we don't have any way to contact him.
Yeah, sorry.
We should talk to the head of TMZ about this whole Britney thing, because obviously it's going to be unfolding even more so over the weekend.
We're also talking to Jessie from Team Britney on Monday. She's the girl who's in Team Britney and calls and yells and emails and tells us how mean we all are, and it's all
how
the media.
Wrong we are.
What position does she play on Team Britney? Do you know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think she's center
liar.
Forward, though. Yeah, she's the center liar. Also on Monday, we have, like we said, a polygraph test. That's going to come up. Yasmin, Dave.
And I believe that's thanks to the people of Moment of Truth, the new game show over there on Fox, where they'll be putting people under the gun and hooking up to a lie detector. And if you pass all the questions they ask you, you win a whole bunch of money.
And if not...
Liars.
Looks pretty cool.
Also on Monday, we're going to do the grand prize drawing for KROQ's World Tour 2008 Destination Number 1. We're going to send somebody to Paris to see Linkin Park.
Wow.
So that should be pretty cool. You can qualify for that all weekend long by getting tickets to their March 4th show at Staples Center. And you can buy tickets tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. And on Monday, we start giving away Breakfast with Foo Fighters tickets.
Yay!
Foo Fighters, Tiny Little Place, breakfast coming up. Can we say when the breakfast is?
Yes, we have
a week
in
from
fact,
Monday.
Already have.
A week from Monday is the breakfast. So Monday, we're going to start giving away tickets all week long here on the World Famous KROQ.
Good. It looks like a good show on Monday.
There you go. That's the button we were waiting for you to hit.
Timing.
It's new in the year. We'll work out the bugs.
All right. Stupid psycho, Mike.
Ah! Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Do you have any marijuana I might be able to buy from you?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You want
to
get high?
No.
Roll another one.
I think you do, Mom.
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about to quit, and I need another hit.
Our pal Kat Corbett is coming up next with 40 minutes nonstop KROQ. They won't tell me who she's playing.
Why?
So I'm going to guess maybe the Foo Fighters, maybe some Linkin Park, and I'd be willing to bet $1 million on the Red Hot Chili Peppers, too.
Roll.
is chronic.
This one seems to be about to end. I don't have another cent.
You know, I got some weed at work today. Y'all want to try it out?
I don't want to guard that joint.
Smoke weed.
Why?
Just pass it around.
I'm really stoned. Sorry.
You gotta have prepped.
I just pass it on down.
You make me want to vomit. Get out of my sight. Get out of here!
That was appalling with a capital A.
Terrible.
From start, middle, and finish. You have wasted my time. You have wasted your own time. You've wasted everyone's time.
You guys were so baked, you didn't sound anywhere near as good as you thought you did. I was in the audience.
Ah, and here we thought the weed was inspiring us.
Goodbye, losers, whom I've always hated.
They came to party, and they were disappointed.
That is so true, Dick.
This is an utter failure. We need to end it and let these boys go home.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.